This is episode number 3 of the Interactive Distractions podcast for the week of December 3rd, 2007. It's time for me to rock. Coming up on today's show, we've got this week's distractions, gaming news, tis the season with our holiday gift guide, new releases, listener email, and the infamous question of the week.
Hello and welcome to Interactive Distractions, episode number 3. I am Chris. I have with me Jeff and Jason.
Hello.
Hey, hey.
How are you guys doing this week?
Not too bad, good.
Well, hopefully I am I'm chiming in with some better audio because I went out and bought a new mic because we had so many
sounded a bit clearer today.
Well, good. That's what I was hoping. I had a there were a couple people that said that my audio was pretty crappy, and there is a reason for that. I mean, I did have a mic that came free with the Guild Wars Special Edition package, so
I thought you were going to say Warhawk.
No, not Warhawk. Oh yeah, I'm going to use that. I'm going to use that Bluetooth headset for my podcasting. That's great.
Cuts out every 5 minutes.
What did he say? Did we lose Chris again? I don't know what happened. So yeah, it's been a slow week for games, guys.
It's been a quick week.
There hasn't been anything new came out, but I guess that's good because we had so much other great stuff come out the past few weeks that that gave us more time to play those.
Oh, exactly.
Yeah, definitely good time to be a gamer.
Absolutely. What do you got on your plate, Jason?
Right now, still kind of limited. See, I'm kind of on lockdown right now. It's like, you know, the Christmas season, so I can't really buy anything for myself, which really sucks, so I'm kind of stuck with that ring.
The month of December, it's a rule. You can't buy anything for yourself in the month of December.
I know. But I'm still playing Rock Band, and that's becoming a daily occurrence. I'll come home from work, and I sit down.
I still hate you.
And I still snub you. Ha ha. But no, I'll get home from work, and I'll play a Rock Band for about an hour. So I'm still most comfortable with medium. I'm working my way up to hard, but that bass pedal is kicking my ass still.
Yeah, noob. Same here, man. I'll tell you what, I played online with Jeff. This is a buddy of ours from PO. His name's Eamon on the site, and he plays on expert. And man, he is good.
Oh, really?
What does he play?
Plays the drums on expert.
And after seeing that video, man, you guys posted on our site, I needed Rock Band immediately. I almost ordered it from the States. I went on eBay and I was like, oh man, should I? And I was like, I'm never going to get that good, but that video of the guy playing and Justice for All just blew my mind.
Certainly inspiring, you gotta love to say the least.
You gotta love the drums, though.
He gave a reason why he did that, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because it was posted on his YouTube video. He added some comments to it, but it was because the drum set was faulty, and once again, I'm using the air quotes over the radio.
Gotcha. Uh-huh.
He used the tape to kind of bring the pad up a little bit, so it was a little more sensitive.
Oh, I see.
There we go. Yeah. Other than Rock Band, I've been loving up my 360. I've also went out, and I was bad. I bought PSU for the 360. I'm terrible.
Wasn't it like $10 though?
Yeah, it was extremely cheap, and I had some Microsoft points saved up for a rainy day, just like this one, and I got the expansion. So, I mean, if you figure the expansion's $20, you know, direct download.
You shouldn't have to.
The PC one and the PlayStation 2, those are both $40. The big difference is that you get the offline content, you know, with the actual box version. So I'm missing out on that, but I don't think it's a huge deal. It's like,
oh, wait, really?
Yeah.
You don't get offline content with the 360 version?
No offline content.
Oh, wow. Not whatsoever. I didn't know that. Well, I might have to
rethink that strategy.
Let's think about that.
I don't know.
Well, see, I was looking forward to the offline content. I mean, I actually had – I'm one of the few people that probably had a good time with the offline version of the game.
And the content looks good.
The
missions look great. I love the new characters. And I got to say, the new opening music for the expansion is a lot better than the original. I know that's not saying much, but
– No, not really.
Yeah, I think it's still the same lyrics, but yeah, it's a completely different song.
I just find it totally depressing how you just had to justify buying Phantasy Star Universe when the first one was so awesome. Like, as the series had generated that much, where people were like, what were you playing on site? PSU.
I was extremely excited for PSU. I got the Japanese version on the PC, and then I bought, you know, a copy on the PlayStation 2 and the PC, and I played it for maybe a month, and just it just died out for me. So I'm back now. One thing that I noticed, which is great, is they give you a shit ton more Meseta in like those opening missions. I remember getting drops before
that would be
that were like, you know, 25 Meseta points or whatever. Now it's like 250, so they
nice,
it by 10. So I can go through and I can go back and buy whatever weapons I want, buy whatever techniques I want. It's awesome.
Well, I mean, you didn't. You said you only stuck around for a month. I mean, like John and I played it for probably a good 3 months. Mm-hmm. I mean, I bought the PC and the PSU version as well because, you know, Crystal wanted to play it too. So that gave us the opportunity to play together.
Yeah.
When they opened up user stores, I mean, the economy was just ridiculous.
Oh, I'm sure.
You know, I mean, the weapons were just ridiculous. Well, in general, the weapons were just a lot of Meseta to buy. It's like if you wanted to buy an axe, that was like a lower A rank axe, you're paying, you know, 90,000 Meseta at least.
But that was the only way to get that stuff. That's the thing. And especially with crafting anything, the only way, I mean, the only feasible way of getting that many materials in a short amount of time is to buy them. So luckily they did have the user created store so you could get that stuff. But otherwise, and that's a bitch about the game. It's just like, it was so much of a chore to get materials for crafting. It just killed me. But
it was fun, though.
Yeah, it was fun.
I thought it was fun.
It's mind-numbingly fun. And I say that in the nicest way possible.
Oh, I see.
Of course.
Aside from that, I have more 360 love. Because I'm under the lockdown, I'm going back to older titles, but I picked up Earth Defense Force. I got it for like $15 or something like that. And I think Jeff actually gave me some shit about it. He saw me online, and he's like, nice. But I can't believe how much fun that game is, dude, especially for the amount of money.
I told you, man.
I always looked at it like this really cheesy movie. I'm like, yeah, and I'll play it for a few hours, get a few laughs. But no, I played probably 10, 15 hours of it last week. I finally beat Easy, and I'm going through the next level, getting all the new weapons, and just loving it. Jeez, so cool.
Yeah, I think I'm on Hardest, which doesn't make any sense to me because there's 5 difficulty levels, and the 4th difficulty level is called Hardest.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's one after that, so I could look. Anyway. But I got to the first mission where you had to fight the spiders that were coming out of the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, forget it. I had my roommate helping me out, and even the two of us with like hit points in the 3,000s, 4,000s,
mm-hmm.
we were getting just killed, murdered by the spiders.
It's scary shit. It is.
Yeah.
There's so many levels to that game too. I got like up to level 30 something, and it's like, you know, prepare for the final battle with the mothership. And I finally beat that, and I'm like, fuck, there's still more? So I checked it up on GameFAQs, and they're like, there's 50-some levels. And I'm like, dude, it's 4 in the morning.
That's some lockdown.
Yeah. All right. Surprise hit that I found on Xbox Arcade is Undertow. I downloaded the demo and was pleasantly surprised with this one. I actually bought it as well, just because of it. But it's a neat little. The only way to really explain it is it's like a team-based 2D shooter, I guess. So you've got your different squads. You know, you've got your heavies, you know, hard-hitting, and you've got your quick scouts or whatnot. And the main objective of the game is to go through and, you know, occupy control points. The levels are really well done. The graphics are great for an arcade title. Everything handles really slick. And for $10 or whatever, however much it was, definitely a must buy. I like it a lot.
I downloaded the demo last night and gave it a shot. I thought it was kind of cool.
Yeah.
You're saying it's actually worth buying?
I think so.
A bit?
Yeah.
Like, I only played against a computer because I don't like the demo lets you play online, but I thought it was pretty cool for an Xbox Live Arcade game. The graphics are really good for what it is. Like,
it's gotten really
better
good
than Wii games.
Really good reviews. A lot of people are really digging the multiplayer aspect and the forming strategies and guilds over it. And,
yeah, it's kind of cool.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a class-based system kind of thing, too. And
oh, yeah, yeah. You can level up your skills.
It's kind of like a 2D Battlefield or like kind of along those lines or something.
Something like that.
Hmm.
But yeah, if nothing else, you can always check out the demo.
Yeah, you told me I needed to do that, so I still need to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll get around to it.
All right, well, that's pretty much my week.
All right.
Cool.
You were under lockdown. See, I actually played more this week than I did last week, and I think it was basically because I kind of want to take a little break from Mass Effect. I did play it, so I will get into that in a bit, but I kind of don't want the game to end, so I didn't want to really play too much.
You're not the first person I've heard say that.
Yeah, I'll get to more on that after, actually. It's kind of depressing, but PS3, played a little bit more Ratchet & Clank, as per usual. Play that a little bit every week. I actually went back to Heavenly Sword.
Nice.
Yeah, every time. I remember told myself after the first time I beat the game.
Do you always talk to yourself
like
that? I mean,
it happens a lot. People look at me all funny.
Sorry.
Yeah, when people actually understand me, it scares me more. They're like, yeah, totally. I'm like, okay.
They're just trying to make you feel better, Jeff. That's all.
Is that what they're doing? Fuck. But yeah, I remember playing through the game. I was like, yeah, it's short and everything, but it was really good. And I told myself, you know what, I'm going to go back to this, and actually did. And I still love it. I still think it's a great game. I think it was actually underrated by most of the sites and mags. I think it's definitely strong 8, if anything. And I think it's actually a must-buy for PS3 owners out there.
I agree.
It does have some problems with it. I mean, it's got because everyone compares it to God of War, and God of War, as you guys know, is my favorite series of all time. Mm-hmm. It's just kick-ass, and some things I wish...
Rightfully so, I think.
Oh, yeah, it's just great. And then when you kind of wish it did the things God of War did. I can see why they didn't, because then they'd be totally ripping off God of War, and that Goddess of War title that it got at E3 would be so true. But, I mean, I like it. I think it's something that's a little bit something different that other games didn't do, and I'm still enjoying it just as much going through the second time. So, yeah, that's it for PS3, though. 360, in envy of you guys playing Rock Band, it got me playing Guitar Hero 3 again. And I'm sure Guitar Hero 3 just came out like a month ago or whatever, but I played the hell of it when it came out and then kind of stopped playing for a bit and I went back to it. And I still happen to play like the same 6 songs over and over again because I kind of want to master them and move my way up to hard on all songs when I can only play them on a few. But I finally actually just learned a couple weeks ago, actually. Or a few days ago, actually, I had to do it properly. The whole hammer-ons and pull-offs.
Oh, yeah. That takes a while to get used to.
Yeah, it definitely does. Because I remember with Guitar Hero 2, I didn't really get it. I didn't really do the tutorial, and I was like, I kind of get it. But then someone told me, no, the actual, whatever the hell you want to call them, the notes that are actually lit up, you just got to strum the one before that. Then any one that's lit up with the white kind of
glow.
Beacon on them, yeah. Glow. It's kind of just pluck, so to speak, and not not strum. So once I got the hang of that, I was like, wow, it makes the game a lot easier when you actually know the patterns. But yeah, so I'm fun with that while I'm waiting for a Rock Band to get over here so I can get my ass on drums and have my ass served to me.
I saw you on Guitar Hero the other day. I had to give Jeff a little shit, and I sent him a message saying something like,
yeah.
I'm like, ha, Guitar Hero, the poor man's Rock Band.
Yeah, the poor man's Rock Band.
The poor man, like, Canadian.
Son of a bitch.
Rock Band.
It's all right. We'll probably be getting the, our bundles will probably be the unfaulty ones and the fixed ones that, you know, you guys got all the shitty ones.
We'll get into that later, though.
Then I played some more Assassin's Creed. I'm still chugging through that, still liking it, but I am at the point now where I find a lot of the side missions very repetitive, and I just kind of want to do the minimum and get to the mission where I have to assassinate who I have to assassinate. Still going through that, still liking it. I actually went back and played some NBA 2K8 as well. I'm a huge basketball fan and big Raptor fan. Go Raptors. So yeah, I continued on my season then, won 2 games in a row, and feel good about myself. And then I went back to Call of Duty 4.
Oh, boy.
And speaking of having my ass handed to me, I haven't played Call of Duty 4 in probably about a week and a half or so. And with a first-person shooter and you get back into that stuff, it's just, you're dead. If you don't keep up, it's definitely not like riding a bike. I logged on, joined a bunch of my friends online. And they're like, yeah, I'll play a few games. So I get on there, and I'm like, I was pretty decent. I had a kill ratio of probably about 1.5. So basically for every death, I had 1.5 kills, which is definitely above average, and probably within half an hour, or not even half an hour, I'll say within maybe 4 games, that's no more. I died way more than I killed anybody. People on that game are just ridiculous. So people out there who are asking for this game for Christmas, or who are going to be like picking this game up late, get ready to go through a lot of pain and suffering.
That's one of the most intimidating things about playing, you know, first-person shooters online is that, you know, there's such a ramp-up time to get to the playing level that everyone else is at. Like, I tried Halo for a while, man. And oh my god, dude, it was just embarrassing. So
yeah.
So and then you have all the people that are in the beta that
yeah.
like master the controls and everything before the game even comes out, and you walk into the game, and it's like, hey, all right, new game, dead.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's tough.
Yeah.
It's tough.
Exactly what it was. I mean, luckily, my teammates play the game quite a bit, and they kind of, you know, picked up my slack, and we did manage to win a few games. But one thing I also noticed is a lot more camping going on in this game now. People just kind of run for certain specific spots on the maps and just guard it, and there's nothing you can do, because a lot of people just take claymores, put them in any... Like, say there's one map, I can't remember what it's called, there's a three-story building pretty much in the middle of the map with two entrances. So what they'll do is they'll load up those entrances with claymores, so basically you just walk up and there, you're dead. And then they just kind of guard. They have, like, people guarding each floor or whatever. And it's once a team is set up in there, it's so hard as hell to get them out. And sure, it's a good strategy, but it kind of takes a little bit of fun away what it was 2 weeks ago when everyone just kind of all over the map and it felt like an all-out war. It was kind of cool. It's still a great game, but if you're going to play this game, guys, and you want to be serious, like, stick with it. Man, it's humbling to go back after a few days thinking you're the shit and then realize you actually are shit. I played Undertow too, but you already talked about that, Jay. There's not much I want to add to that one.
That's fine.
And Mass Effect, just I was playing it on, I believe it was Sunday or Monday, and the story gets so good. At roughly about a third of the way through it, it's just so addicting. You just find yourself going to talk to everybody and getting as much information as you can about the story and backstory and getting to know the other characters. The main villain, Saren, is just totally badass. And you kind of like, you know, everyone likes to kind of like root for the villain kind of way. Like, I mean, Sephiroth is probably one of the most famous game characters of all time from Final Fantasy VII. And he was the villain. And Saren's he's not on that league at all. But I mean, he's pretty badass and pretty cool. One thing I did notice, but I was talking to a friend of mine who's also playing the game. And just to show you how your decisions actually change the story and how my game experience could differ from yours, if you guys get it, or like the next guy, is this could be a minor spoiler, so if you're not too far in Mass Effect, or just don't listen. It's not a big story thing at all. Don't worry, guys. I know you guys are going to pick it up, but it's not going to give away too much. It's basically a certain character in my storyline dies. Okay, so I'm not going to say who it is, whether he's on your side or not.
Oh,
it's a friend of mine who's playing the game. It could be an it, actually. So it dies. But anyway, it died in my storyline, and I tried. When he died, I was like, I don't want this person to die. So I reloaded a save point. I was like, hey, I'm gonna see if I can talk to different dialogue tree to see if something else could happen. If, you know, I can change something, and I wasn't able to do it. No matter what I did, it was the same end result. So I'm talking to a friend of mine. I'm like, oh, hey, that part was cool on this planet when this happened. He's like, what are you talking about? I'm like, you know, when this happens. He's like, that never happened to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's got to happen to you. It's like a triggered event. You walk up and you have to do it. He's like, no. He's like, that part did happen, but the end part never happened for me.
Awesome.
I'm like, really? And then he told me stuff he did that I didn't do, and I was like, oh, that makes sense why this didn't happen. And that was just totally cool. That was just something I never got from KOTOR. And KOTOR, I felt, no matter what you picked in the dialogue tree, it was still kind of the same result, just that your guy got more evil, or, you know what I mean, until the very end. Liz, I mean, there's a few decisions at the end that you make that change the game. But
oh, this is going to suck, because I always used to cheat at the Choose Your Own Adventure books. So I'm going to, like, go down the tree, and then I'm going to have, like, 30 save files. Oh, shit. I'm never going to finish it.
I always love those books, man. You'd be reading one, you'd be like, hey, you want to run down this aisle and face these four guys with guns, or do you want to take the stairwell into the pillow factory? And you're like, hey, I want to keep reading, so I'm going to take the pillow factory. Then you find out, like, on your way to the pillow factory, a cat jumps out and scares you, and you fall down the stairs and bash your head off a watermelon.
And then you die.
Sends you in front of a truck, and you get hit by a bus or something along those lines. And you're like,
oh, shit, back to page 36.
Yeah, exactly, which I have your finger still there, you know, just in case.
Let's pretend that didn't happen.
Another thing I did was I actually changed it back to normal. I remember telling you guys there was a certain part that I kept getting killed, so I had to turn it down to casual.
Mm-hmm.
I turned it back to normal because the part I'm at in the game right now, I guess how far I am, it's my guy is ridiculously powerful. It's even on normal now, I feel like my guy is a walking like God or something. I can do so much crazy shit and basically feel like I can take on anybody. There are times that are still challenging, so it's not like it's too easy, but battling now, getting in combat is definitely a lot easier and less frustrating.
Not to toot your own horn or anything, I mean. You know.
No, not at all. I just rock, that's all. So yeah, so I'm having a lot more fun with that, but like I said, how I want to kind of let the game last longer is I've completed 4 of the main planets, and I'm about 10 hours in, maybe a little bit more, and I have a feeling there's not too much left in the main quest. So I've basically been starting to do a bunch of side quests, which I tend not to do in role-playing games except for Oblivion because I just got sidetracked a lot. Just because I tend to be like, hey, you know what, I don't have too much time to play games, so if I get a role-playing game or an adventure game, I kind of want to get to the end as fast as I can. Not because I'm not enjoying it, just because I feel more sense of the satisfaction if I actually complete a game. But with this one, I actually want it to keep going. I don't want it to end, so I'm probably going to go through and do as many side quests as I can. And a lot of people have been saying that they're kind of monotonous and repetitive, and so far to me they have been. Some of them have been really cool. Some of them have been boring, like, you know, traditional fetch quests and, you know, let's go get this, hack into this machine to get into this door, and then you're going to go in there and fight 4 dudes and then come back and talk to me kind of thing. But a lot of them I found are actually intertwined. Like, you'll get a side quest from somebody, you go do that, but as you're doing that, you get a side quest from someone else, and you find out they're actually kind of two or kind of related. And then it kind of comes down to decision-making again. You're like, hey, yeah, who do I help out? It's really cool.
There's a little bit of that evident in KOTOR as well, but I'm sure that the end result is a lot different in Mass Effect.
Yeah, and I think the big, again, goes back to the whole way you communicate with people and the whole dialogue, trees and everything, just so much better in Mass Effect. It's much more well done.
Good.
I wish I had...
That's... Or go ahead. No, yeah. Soon enough. You guys got your Rock Band, so shut up.
Yeah, fair enough. Which is exactly why I can't play Mass Effect right now, because I have no money after Rock
Band. Yeah, I'm kidding.
It's definitely
that's all I've been
list.
Playing, actually. Oh, you're going to love it. Just make sure the first time you put in, make sure you have a lot of time, because you're gonna be hooked.
Good.
So that's it for me, really. That's all I've been playing.
All right.
Cool.
Chris? Have you been playing any video games this week?
Not as much as usual. I've of course been playing Rock Band. I love this game. It is so much fun. I got to play online a couple times, as I mentioned before. The online works pretty well. Still trying to figure out the voice chat. I don't know I've only played it like 2 or 3 times online, but me and my buddy were trying to figure out Bluetooth voice chat, and we couldn't get it to work. So apparently you have to, like, hold down 2 of the buttons on the controller or something to talk, and I don't know. I haven't tried it yet, but...
Not while you're playing, though, right?
No. Oh, between God. Songs.
Bust out toes.
Yeah, you know, you got to have a third hand.
Damn, okay.
Well...
No, just... don't even go there.
How is it online anyway? Like, is there a lot of lag? I just find, like, I remember the first time I played Guitar Hero 3 online, I'm like, this is not going to work. But it totally does.
It does. It works very well. I mean, I've only played 2-player online so far. I haven't had a chance to do more than that. But, I mean, I've done 2 guitar. I've done guitar bass, and I've done guitar drums, and it's been lag-free. Totally. Totally lag-free. But I wanted to try and unlock all the songs before, you know, we get together again for Rock Band night. So I was playing it on medium for a while to just get through all the songs real quick. And, you know, I did that and then went back to hard and, got down to, you know, the song they have that they pulled from, South Park, the Timmy song.
Yeah.
That song is so freaking hard, man.
Jeez. Looks ridiculous, man.
It's dumb, but, you know, it's there, and there's one more song after it to unlock, so I'm trying to get through it, but playing more Uncharted. The more I play this game, the more I love it. I mean, if you have a PS3, you owe it to yourself to play this game. That is how I feel about it. I'm on chapter 15 right now. I think there's 18 chapters total. I've collected about 26 of the treasures, unlocked about probably 250 to 300 of the achievement points, or the metal points they call them. Mm-hmm. And I've looked at some of the rewards you get later down the line, and you can, like, start off with certain guns. You can, you know, modify clothing of the characters and stuff like that in the game. So there's some cool little things that you get to do after you unlock stuff. But yeah, the game is fantastic, and I mean, buy it, rent it, whatever you have to do, just play it.
I get messages from Chris on a daily basis telling me how cool it is, and I keep telling him, Chris, I'm still not going to buy it, man. I'm sorry.
Dude, I'll let you borrow it. That's fine.
There you go.
All right,
you
cool.
owe it to yourself to play this game.
You gotta borrow me Motorstorm, actually. Or lend me. I'm sorry.
That's good.
If I'm using right, proper yeah. English.
I have to make sure my roommate's not playing it anymore, because after the new content came on, he started playing it like mad.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Let's see. What else besides that? There was a game that came up on PSN last week, Operation Creature Feature.
Yeah.
It uses the PSI. Sony, I want my $5 back. Good God, this thing is so fucking stupid, man. It's like, when you first look at it, it's like, oh, you know, it kind of looks like Lemmings. Yeah. But it's nothing like Lemmings at all. I mean, it's the technology behind it is kind of cool. I give it that. But it's, you know, I played maybe, the stages are really short. Okay, you get through a stage in like a minute or two. Mm-hmm. I played maybe like 10 stages or something. And it's mainly based on the motion that the camera sees. So, and these little things are, I forgot what they're called now. I only got to play it today for like an hour or so, but they're attracted to the motion. So, you know, you put your hands up there and you kind of move your hands around and they all gather around your hand, and then you basically just pick them up and move them to like from one end of the stage to the other. And you know, you're moving around all these obstacles and there's like traps and stuff like that, but it's, God, I want my $5 back.
You guys play Flow?
Yeah. I love Flow.
I thought it was pretty cool.
Oh, no.
I mean, but it was only cool for the 15, 20 minutes that I played it, you know, and if I were into drugs, yeah. you know, I think I'd probably get my money's worth, but.
Probably.
See, I liked Flow. I did.
I downloaded it out of boredom. I was like, okay, I didn't have much. I think I only had Resistance for my PS3 at the time.
Yeah.
And I was like, first of all, I'm playing it. I'm trying to, like, it's all motion control, and I'm like, okay, this is kind of cool
tough
and weird.
To get used to.
And then I was like, I look like a fucking idiot. I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing. My girlfriend comes over. She's looking at me like I'm on crack. I'm like, I look like her playing video games. Like,
yeah, exactly.
What are you doing? I'm just kidding, babe. You're good. But I give the controller to her, and she's doing it no problem. I'm like, motherfucker, like, this is, I didn't get it. And I was like, okay, yeah, it's got kind of cool graphics and stuff, but that was the only time we even played it. I mean, she was like, yeah, this game's kind of cool, it's kind of fun. I watched her play. She played it for probably about a good hour, and she's doing all right, but I don't think I've started up ever since then. And yeah. that's like another, like, I want my money back for that.
I would have to be really bored to play it again.
Flow is infinitely better than Operation Creature Feature, I promise.
Okay.
Really?
It is. I mean, as I said, I still think that the technology behind the idea is pretty cool, and I like the idea of them trying to do something with the PSI, but
yeah.
Man, this is just bad.
Did you play Totem Ball for 360?
I did not.
I've neither. I just heard that was really terrible too.
Yeah, I did too. I was like, oh, really? They made a game for the Vision camera? Wow, I didn't know that. And I
That's
saw
not
it
strip.
And heard it was horrible, and I was like, okay, I'll put that in the back of my head now, and I won't think about it anymore. today, they released Pain.
That looks cool, actually.
And I don't know if you guys are familiar with Pain. Jason, do you know what Pain is?
Yeah, a little bit. You kind
he
of toss
married.
Around a...
the Pain!
you toss around a rag doll and throw painful. Shit at it, and
yeah,
I don't
know.
Yeah, it's a human slingshot game.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So how and, close to Jackass or what's the other it's the racing game where the ragdoll comes
flat out.
There we go. Is it similar
yeah,
to that
yeah.
kind of sort of?
Sort of. I mean, the ragdoll physics are similar.
Okay.
But you know, I haven't been able to play it much because it just came out today. And mm-hmm. since we're recording on Thursday, I got to play maybe an hour of it. And honestly, I think something about it is messed up.
Really?
I think they might need to throw a patch in there or something, and I'll get to that in a second. But, you know, your guy's on a slingshot, and, you know, you can pull him back to get more power out of it. And then, you know, after you launch him, you can kind of control him in the air. and you basically try to hit as much shit as you can. That's pretty much the objective. And I found myself just having fun launching him and trying to hit different shit, because it's like you launch by just hitting the X button.
Okay.
And then when he's in the air, you can use the left stick to kind of move him around. I mean, it's not like you get a lot of control, but you can make slight adjustments. They call it drift. So you can drift him like to the left or the right, or make him go a little bit higher, or, you know, go a little bit lower.
So it's not like six-axis controls like in Heavenly Sword or anything.
I'll get to that.
Okay.
All right.
Sorry.
And then after you hit something, you can start tapping the D-pad in directions to and they call it ooch. It's O-O-C-H instead of ouch, O-U-C-H.
Clever.
But, yeah, I don't know. But you get basically you get four taps on the D-pad to like kind of nudge him in a direction after he hits something. And then after you use four, it takes 2 seconds to charge up, and then you can nudge him a little bit more. And so, like, you launch him at the giant donut on top of the donut shop, and he hits it. And then you can kind of push to the right or to the left to move him in that direction, because, just to the left of the donut and underneath the train bridge is a gas tank that if you hit it blows up.
Nice.
So you kind of aim for the donut, and you hit the donut, and then you fall through the little crack between the building and the train track, and then you hit the gas tank, and it blows up. And then you start nudging some more, and you eventually just get all kinds of combos going, and you build up points by how many different combos you get. And I just found myself laughing my ass off most of the time I was playing the game. So
sounds like it'd be a fun game to get a bunch of people around, just drink some beer and...
Exactly. It's a time waster. I mean, expect anything amazingly deep, but I had fun just wasting the half an hour that I played with it. And it's always you can reset the stage to, and it's like cars pass and people walk by in the exact same spot. So there's like a mime across the street, and you can nail the mime, and he starts talking after you nail him, and he's like, I can't believe you did that, and stuff like this. And there's like a granny with a walker like three streets away, and you can launch him all the way over and hit the granny on the walker.
Bonus points.
It's demented. It is. You get like 1,000 points for hitting her, seriously.
Nice.
And right behind her is like... Yeah. Right behind her, there's stairs going down to a subway, so you can hit her and knock her down to the subway. And then there's like random boxes of explosives all over the place. You can just run into them and blow up. It's great. It's like if you'll land in the street and all of a sudden a car will hit you, and you'll get to use your ouch again, where you can kind of move them around, nudge them around. It's hilarious. The only thing that I saw that uses the motion controls, they call it a super ooch, and I can't get it to work, and that's why I'm saying that they might have to patch this game, because it's like when you either that or I'm just an idiot and have
no idea.
You
patch the game for Chris.
Yes, you do. Yeah, you have to make it idiot proof for me. But the idea is like the way it works is that the way they try to explain that it works is you launch them at something, and when you hit something, you shake the controller. And then, you know, you have a little ooch meter, and the ooch meter will catch on fire, and you get a super ooch. And that's the way they call it, and that's all they tell you. And I didn't get it, I couldn't pull it off, not even once. And I was shaking the thing like crazy. I was like, this really doesn't work.
See, I don't get some developers, how they throw in shitty ways to use a six-axis in some games, and then
this was...
a game like this seems like it would actually benefit from it.
Right.
I don't know. Do you guys really like if you just launch yourself with X and you kind of, you know, steer your dude with the controller? Like,
I would rather do that than the ridiculous shaking motion.
Yeah.
I mean, because it's like it's one thing to be sitting there on the couch and moving the controller around to control your guy. It's another thing it's an entirely different thing to have your guy hit something and then shake it like a fucking idiot to try and get something to happen, and nothing happens, so you're shaking harder, and it's still not happening. So, I don't know, but that's the only thing. And the worst part about it is that single player is locked until you go through this tutorial mode, and you have to pull this off before you can exit the tutorial mode.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I've tried it twice. I've gone through the entire tutorial twice, and I've gotten to the same spot, and just kind of looked at it like, now what? So anyway, that's pain. If I could figure out how to do the freaking super ooch or whatever the hell you call it. I have a feeling that I'm going to have a lot of fun with this game, and I think, you know, $10 might be a little bit pricey for what it is, but I mean, I was having fun with it at the time. So.
But you'd rather spend your money on that than Creature Feature, whatever the fuck it was.
I'm going to write Sony a nasty
Can you, I haven't noticed actually, but on PSN, can you download demos for their PSN games?
That's a big bitch session that I have about that. God. No, they don't make it available for everything. Very few.
Okay, so do they have one for Pain or no?
No, I don't think they have one for Pain. There's not one yet. And there's definitely one for Operation Creature Feature. And I'm telling everybody to stay the fuck away from Operation Creature Feature. So.
Okay. I'll take your word for it. I'm gonna download that game this weekend. I'm going to download it. And by this weekend, I mean last weekend. Because we post on Monday.
Because we post on Monday. So yes. The Saturday and Sunday, there's a pass for you guys.
Let it or see.
Well, I think that – I mean, I can definitely see the excitement of Pain wearing off pretty quick. But it's like you said, it's, you know, a bunch of guys get together and they get a couple beers in them and they start playing this game and just have a ball with it because they're just –
laughing ridiculously at grandma falling downstairs into a big vat of explosives.
Exactly.
What's funnier than that? I mean, come on.
Not much. And you hear her, too. Like, she starts talking. And there's, like, a construction worker up on you know, doing something. And if you hit him, he goes, what the hell do I look like, a trampoline? And it's just little things like that. I don't know. It's an interesting concept. Let's see. Besides that, I've been playing more Castlevania on PSP, and that's about it. So I'm you know, pretty short list for me this week.
Cool.
But Pain is I'm not sure if I can suggest it quite yet, but I mean, I had fun the hour that I played it.
It sounds like it's, I don't know, it's got my interest, so I'm gonna give it a shot.
Yeah, the physics are really kind of cool. And one last thing, there's in the first stage, the tutorial stage, there's all kinds of shit you can launch the guy at. But there's a large bowling ball, like really far up on the left hand side, and you can launch him up and hit this bowling ball, and the bowling ball like rolls down and falls off the building and starts creating havoc underneath on the ground, just like running and shit. Cars are exploding because they're, you know, running into this big bowling ball. It's entertaining. You'll get laughs out of it.
Nice.
Yeah. That's all I got, guys. All
right. Yeah, we're all pretty busy.
Yeah. So, speaking of busy, how's the gaming industry this week? Are they pretty busy?
The exact opposite of busy.
Yeah, it seemed that way.
Yeah, there's not too much happening again, same as last week. But there's a few tidbits here that, you know, if you guys want to listen, listen. If not, skip ahead to the next segment.
I can't really skip ahead, can I?
No, you're stuck. You're stuck.
You guys are stuck. You guys are stuck. Yeah.
All right. Let's get it over with.
Have a smoke if you got them. Put your feet up. First 360 fall update coming to the very end of fall. They're certainly cutting it short, getting it really close. A few features actually have been leaked, and one of them being a friends of friends feature.
Kind of cool.
And it kind of works. Creepy too.
Yeah, kind of creepy.
It's kind of. I guess they're kind of taking off the whole MySpace and Facebook thing. Yeah. Where you can meet friends through other friends and network or whatnot, and I could see how it'd be kind of cool in some ways, but in other ways, I mean, what if people just don't want to be your friend on Xbox Live, or what if somebody has a certain person, like celebrity, that has, like, I know a buddy of mine actually has Dane Cook on his friends list, and he won't give his, of course, he's not going to go and randomly give his gamer tag out, but now that this is coming out, people will just be like, oh, I'm going to go find out who he is, and then he's going to get bombarded with a bunch of friends requests saying, oh, I love your shit. Can I be your friend? And that's exactly the message I left him. But he rejected it. That's okay. He's not that funny anyway.
You can turn the feature off, though.
Yeah,
you can turn it off, but what is gay is retarded, and just also I don't mean to offend anyone out there who happen to be of the homosexual variety. When I say gay, it's just kind of like a bad thing. I say it a lot of weird ways.
I'm comfortable with my homosexuality.
Yeah, that's fine. All right.
I don't mean to offend, but when I say gay, it's a bad thing. That helps a lot.
Yeah, I guess I got to came
okay,
out
that,
wrong.
That email address is jeff@interactivedistractions.com.
I don't mean... Okay, I can't. Yeah, I can't recover from that one. We'll just keep it as I'm a douchebag, and I'll move on.
Move on.
So that's going to be one of the features coming out in the fall update. With all the Rock Band talk going on here and there, actually, Activision is actually getting sued. This has nothing to do with the Rock Band whatsoever. Actually, great, great transition, Jeff. That was awesome. It's actually Guitar Hero 3. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Activision's actually getting sued by what is funny about this? They're getting sued for putting a track on Guitar Hero Rocks the 80s. So that was the expansion pack that came out for the PS2 a little while back.
Right.
So what is the Rock Band, the Romantics, are actually suing Activision for the use of the song "What I Like About You," and we all know that song. You know, I mean. It's one of those songs like you don't want to admit you like, but when you hear it on the radio, you kind of, you know, hum along, sing along, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
What actually happened was Activision claims that they actually got all the you know, like they went to the I guess whoever had the rights, I'm not sure it was the actual band or went to their agent or whatnot, and got the rights to actually use a cover version of the song. But what happened was when they heard the song on the disc, they're actually suing them because it sounds too close to the original.
Oh my God.
That is retarded. They're basically saying, you know what? Yeah, you know what? Use our song. Get some shitty cover band. We don't care. Throw us some money. And then it's like, oh, that sounds way too much. You know what? They're too good. Close. They're too good. It's kind of ridiculous, but hey.
It's a dumb lawsuit in general, and it's, I don't think they're going to get anything out of it, but, you know, who knows?
Yeah,
lawsuits. There's weirder things in this world.
I mean, God forbid that I should just buy, you know, Rocks the 80s just so I can listen to the romantic song, as opposed to, you know, buying their album or something. So they're losing out on a shit ton of sales, I'm sure.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
I know I took that off my Christmas list after I heard the cover track. I'm like, fuck that. What's this band? PSP Slim, selling 1 million in Japan 2 weeks faster than the original.
Woohoo!
So that's pretty good news.
Yeah.
Everyone seems to like the shit on the PSP saying, oh, it's selling like crap. But then again, that's because people are comparing it to the DS sales, which sells ridiculously. Yeah, I mean, sure, DS is selling through the roof, mm-hmm. but PSP is selling very, very damn good.
Very good, and it's surprising.
Yeah.
It's surprising in Japan, but...
Yeah, it's selling great overall.
You think so, really? I don't think it's that surprising in Japan.
Well, just because the DS has such a strong presence over there, and maybe the DS is just kind of reaching this plateau where, you know, sales are going to get a little stagnant. It's debatable,
yeah,
though,
because
it's a holiday season. But, I mean, the PSP is just such an awesome piece of hardware. You know, I use it for so much stuff. It's such a good value. I love it a lot.
Especially now that the price has been lowered so much.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can get one for only like $30, $40 more than a DS right now. So
for the longest time, it was probably the best screen in my house.
Oh, right up until you got his HDTV a couple weeks ago.
Yep. But yeah, it's a million. And of course, it doesn't help that Final Fantasy...
Crisis Core
came out too as well. And anything with Final Fantasy on it in Japan, people like to blow their load over,
mm-hmm.
no matter how bad the game is. So, yeah, that helped it out a lot, and good for them. And the fact that they put a dent in the handheld market at all is actually, you know, give credit where credit is due, and Sony deserves it. I mean, no one even thought it would do that well. And
Did you just imply that Crisis Core was not good?
No. I haven't actually heard Crisis Core. I've actually heard it actually is pretty good, but I mean, like, when a game... Didn't Dirge of Servius or whatever sell really well in Japan, too? And that game's a piece of shit.
Yeah, I agree.
So it's like if anyone put a Halo on anything in like North America, you know it's going to sell through the roof. Yeah. So
I'm not a big fan of the newest Final Fantasies. You know, everything from like, I don't know.
Oh, 12 was so good.
Really?
Besides the license board, I thought it was
the
best
license board. That's the one thing that's stopping me from playing that game. I mean, like, I have it.
This is a
rabbit
hole.
I have the special
edition. This is a rabbit hole.
Yeah, I know. Okay. I know.
Yeah, it's sorry. Yeah, it's exactly. We'll get sucked out.
Yeah. Let's. Okay. Sorry.
Okay.
Well, next.
We'll save that for another discussion.
All right.
More Sony news. The Warhawk expansion is going to be taken off here in December. So next month we're going to see the first expansion to Warhawk.
Pew, pew, pew,
you guys still playing the game? Do you guys even have the game?
I have the game.
I know, Jay, you don't have the game. You don't have Warhawk, right?
I think if I get it, I'm just going to download it for the $30 as opposed to the $50 or whatever with the headset. Because I've got a headset. So.
Yeah, that's what I did.
All right.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you can get it without the headset for $40 as well.
Oh, really? I haven't seen that anywhere.
Yeah, they released the disc-only version.
Good. Okay.
Yeah, it's hard to find, though. I haven't seen it in stores yet either, actually.
Okay.
But apparently
I know Amazon has it because I saw it on the website.
But yeah, the expansion is going to carry one of the big things besides a new map is actually a huge map, which is the biggest one in the game so far. It's called the Omega Dawn.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, that's actually the whole expansion. But it comes also a KT. No, it's not just one map.
Okay.
It comes with a KT-424. If you guys know what the hell that is, it's a combat dropship, which I think is really cool. It can carry up to 7 players, a ground vehicle, and also has a cannon for fighting back against like enemy forces, I guess like Warhawks, because I'm sure that'd be a huge target. You see one of those flying around, all the Warhawks, you know, go swarm it.
Mm-hmm.
That would be kind of cool.
That'd be really cool. It's something like people have always wanted to have something like that in a game. I mean, people have been calling out for it in Halo since the first one to have the Pelican be drivable vehicle, you know, carry people around. I mean, and the maps in Warhawk, they're big enough to have it. It can justify it. Some of those maps are fucking huge.
Yeah, that's true.
Play with all the zones on, it's humongous. So yeah, the new maps actually called the Mega Factory. It's the biggest one they have, and basically, the dropship will also be modified for different versions of the older Warhawk maps. So I guess depending on what the map is, it will change what can be carried and what can't be carried, so forth.
Any single player yet?
There's no.
You're killing me.
Single player yet. And all that's right. Actually something I really wish they had, because I haven't played the game. I love it online, but they have to really either do one of two things. Some kind of add maybe even bot play,
mm-hmm.
or get their online party system fixed, because that's what's really put me off it.
I would love some bot play, because that would make me a lot more likely to jump on and just play it for the hell of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No dude about it. Sorry to throw like cliche in there.
Thanks a lot, Canadian.
No problem. Yeah, it's coming out in December. There's no information as opposed to pricing. I'm guessing I'm gonna throw this out there. My prediction, I'm gonna say if the game's $30, I'm expecting this to be $15. I'm saying $14.99, guys. $14.99 or anywhere between $12.99 and $14.99.
Oh wait,
is that Canadian dollars?
The downloadable version of the game is $40.
What? Keep that in mind. Oh,
the downloadable
the original
version
game.
Of the game is $40. Yes.
Oh, we're talking about the expansion though, Chris.
I know, but he said you both said $30 about the download, so I'm just making sure.
No. I said it would be between $12 and $15. Either 12,
right.
We're starting the whole podcast over.
I'm so confused right now.
All right, so Chris, $40 for the downloadable one, and $60
the downloadable
for the
version. Yes.
All right, and for the expansion, Jeff's thinking $15.
Yes.
Yes. I'm thinking about between 12. I'm, you know what, I'm going to say $12.99.
I'm gonna say
if 20. If it's just, is it one map?
It looks like one huge ass map and the dropship, basically.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I'm gonna say 10.
Yeah, maybe 10 then.
Really?
Yeah, I think 10 would probably be a good mark for that.
Huh. I think it would be. I'm just saying what it likely will be. I think, but who knows?
Yeah.
It's probably 10 to 12 is probably a better guess. But hey, Xbox 360, backwards compatibility gains another 80-plus Xbox titles.
What's the new stuff? I didn't get to read this one
yet.
Does
anyone care?
I do.
Really?
I do, actually.
There's not, honestly, okay. There's not a lot of interesting stuff on this list.
Okay.
There isn't, really. There's let's see, titles that kind of stick out here are... I'll let you know when I get to one.
Yeah, right.
I guess Baldur's Gate, Dark Alliance. I mean, that a lot of people like those games. A Bard's Tale is actually pretty funny. I played that at my neighbor's house. Actually, it's pretty good. Bionicle, come on, Blade 2. Oh, Blink's Time Sweeper.
Yeah.
Hey, wait, no, you can't.
Chris likes Tom Bionicle, and Jerry. Actually, He does.
Hey, it's Blood my Honor Heroes.
Blood Omen 2 is actually pretty good. Yeah. Yeah, Cabela's see. Dangerous Hunts 2.
Jedi Starfighter.
All right, fuck off. All right. I still all, like the backwards
dude,
compatibility.
No, seriously, man, there's nothing on here that's even remotely interesting.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, wait, the guy game. Oh, let's not. Let's make that. That's backwards compatible. What the fuck? Hey, you know, I have a couple games that still don't work, but at least the guy game works. All right.
Yeah. Oh, so Playboy if anyone out there actually cares, then you got 80 more games to put in your Xbox 360. In Yeah, you know, instead of playing Call of Duty 4, Mass Effect, Assassin's Creed.
You play the guy games.
Yeah, exactly. Terrible.
All right, next story. All right.
Jeez. So, yeah, another one is Burning Rangers sequel, possibly, maybe. Anyone?
I would like to see this. I would very much like to see this. Burning Rangers has a cult following since the Saturn version.
Yeah.
And a lot of people, and this is a cool story to have just because of our question of the week about what dead or dying franchise would you like reemerged? Burning Rangers. I'm surprised nobody said it, but we'll get to that later. But Burning Rangers is a title I'd like to see come back.
See, I never played Burning Rangers. I came out later in the Saturn's life cycle, and I'm pretty sure I actually sold my Saturn for my PS1 before that came out. The last game I got was Panzer Dragoon Saga. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure.
Ah.
So I never
you didn't sell that,
to
did you?
Oh, dude, no. I gave it away.
Oh, what? God.
I know.
That game's worth like $200 on eBay.
I know. I know that now. I didn't know it then. I was like, I was so desperately, I wanted PS1. I'm like, fuck. So I just sold my Saturn to a friend of mine, and I was like, okay, well, I'll give you a certain amount of games for free. So I didn't actually give them for free. I mean, I sold the whole package for a certain amount of money, but I mean, yeah.
I have my copy on a little pillow that kind of has a big, like, bright light shining down there.
Yeah, I should probably get in contact. I haven't talked to him in a while. I'd be like, hey, do you happen to have that? Not that it's worth anything. I kind of look for posters. Going with a theme of my apartment, you know?
Right.
Yeah. By the way, don't look at eBay. But, yeah, so it's not in the works. It's not... They're not confirming it. They're not necessarily denying it. They're just saying, basically, the Sonic Team boss, Takashi Iizuka?
Yeah, sure.
Sure.
Basically, sure. We'll call him Bob.
Bob.
So Bob says it's not his title, because he is right now the president of Sonic Team USA, and they were the creators of the original. But he said he basically can't comment. He knows there's a demand for a sequel, but... You know what? Who knows? And they were also asking about it on the Wii, which likely if it hits anywhere, probably be there. Especially with Knights.
Yeah. It's a firefighting game, so it kind of makes sense. You know, you point at the fire and put it out. So
yeah, and that would actually be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we got one more piece of news over here.
Oh yeah.
And this is for a big game release, came out a while ago. What if people call it like one of the best RPGs ever to hit consoles. So here we go. First expansion for Two Worlds coming out. Guys, what do we think?
Who gives a shit?
Who gives a shit? Yeah, did anyone buy this game?
No.
I know one person who bought it.
Who?
It wasn't me. Pussy Vendetta. Okay, sorry.
Sorry.
Yeah. So it is getting its first expansion.
I don't even know what the game's about. I really don't know.
It's basically like a Oblivion ripoff.
Yeah, it is. It's an Oblivion ripoff.
But totally done.
Are we talking like another Korean RPG, tons of grinding, microtransactions, the whole bit?
Yes.
Okay,
I
played
actually,
that.
I never actually played. I played it for 5 minutes.
I've been invited to that beta several times. Okay. Moving along.
So yeah, that's going to be coming out. It's... Again, no pricing, nothing like that. It's basically just going to advance plot points from the original game story, introduce new territories, blah, blah, blah. So if you happen to buy that game, there you go. You get some added, I guess, I want to say jail time with the game because I can't see it being that fun. But it's there if you want it. And well, it's not there. It's coming out soon.
Okay.
Get it if you want it. BSV, there you go. You have reason to dust that baby off.
That's
all for news for this week. Pretty slow.
Cool.
It is? No, it's not. You missed one.
What'd I miss? Oh. Let me take a look.
Ah, I see what it is.
What did I miss?
Harmonix.
Did I miss the Harmonix? Oh, crap. That's right. Yeah, sorry, guys.
You're fired.
So, yeah, Harmonix, that's the whole Rock Band thing earlier that I... yeah, so people, there's reports out there that's basically Rock Band peripherals are not working or not quite up to snuff. We have some strum, I guess, what do you want to call those? Like, I guess... Strum. Yeah, there you go. That works. Strum bars are faulty or not working. Some of the drums, the kick pedal is not registering, so forth. So Harmonix basically come forward and said they realize that there's problems. They're getting all the feedback, but they will do something about it. So basically, if you have an issue, you can contact their customer support, and they will. I'm guessing they will replace them, and they're going to hopefully make additions and fix out the retail versions. Get some working ones out there, which is why. That when we here in Canada get ours next month, hopefully they will they'll be 100% good to go.
Some dude thought he was being smart and he requested like a replacement guitar from Harmonix, and they were like, sure, all right, we'll send you out one. And he got it and he's like, fuck you guys, I'm not sending my other one back, you can charge me for it. And they sent him a bill for I think like $125 or something like that.
Oh,
yeah,
that's correct.
Like,
I actually wanted to chime in on this just because I'm now remember last week we were talking about how I was having issues with my bass pedal and how it doesn't register and I have it electrical taped to the bottom of the drums. Well, my guitar actually started having the strum bar problem too. Yeah, it kind of sucks, but
wood and everything.
Yeah, I know. the problem is that it's if you consecutively go press down on the drum on the strum bar. It'll either miss notes or it'll like double note, so you end up losing your combos. But if you go up down, it's fine. So it's kind of weird that way. But I went to the support site and I just went through. They make you create an EA account, and they have what Jason was saying. They have an express replacement program where they send you the guitar in the box, and then you load up your old guitar and send it back. And as long as they get the old guitar back within like 28 days, then you're not charged for anything. They just put like a hold on your credit card for $125 per piece. Even the bass pedal was $125 for a hold. But the support site works really easy. I went through it all. Within 10 minutes, I had two RMAs, one for my bass pedal and one for my guitar. So... yeah, you guys got 60 days warranty on that stuff, so, you know, if anything breaks down, just go to their support site.
Cool. And hopefully Microsoft's listening or paying attention.
They also mentioned that they were working on making it, because there's apparently a problem with Guitar Hero 3 controllers for the PS3 not working with Rock Band, and I think they're working on that.
Yeah, that's true.
I hope so.
Yeah, they are working on that. That's a little tidbit here I kind of missed as well. I'm just not on the ball today. What's wrong? But yeah, they're gonna work on that and get that fixed. Damn it!
Mm-hmm.
So we can get paid in the negative.
Learn ya.
That's right. You have to start paying us to be on this podcast.
Wait, he's not paying you?
No.
I gotta go. Yeah.
All right. Good deal.
Yeah. So that's basically it.
Well,
unless
guys,
I forgot something else, you guys want
to? No, I think you made it. You got everything.
all right, that's good.
Why don't we take a break?
All right,
you guys good
yes,
with that?
Yes, please.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
All right, we're gonna take a few minutes. Stay tuned. Coming up next, we have our holiday guide segment, along with new releases, user email, and question of the week. So stay tuned. Then we'll be right back.
All right.
This week's episode of the Interactive Distractions Podcast is sponsored by PocketOtaku.com. Rock the chibi.
Okay. Yeah. www.virtualchicks.com.
Hello, big boy. I am your virtual woman. Type anything you want me to say, baby.
All right. Yeah, baby. Let's see.
I am not going to say that, you perverted creep.
What? Oh, man.
You want to hear something dirty? Go get a f***ing life, you f***ing dirty f***hole. Why don't you move out of your mom's basement, dickhead?
That was harsh.
Tired of the website and forum boards disrespecting you? Come to PocketOtaku.com. We may not have virtual women or even want you at our site if you do like virtual women, but you'll still have fun in an energetic atmosphere, one devoid of criticisms, name-calling, and Twinkies. And yes, at PocketOtaku.com, we don't care if you still live in your mother's basement.
PocketOtaku.com.
Welcome back. Thanks for sticking around. If you're still with us, we thank you very much.
Suckers.
Jason, Jeff, and I were chatting about what we wanted to do for the feature this week, and we decided that this was probably a good time, especially with the fact that there's no real big-name title coming out this past week. It'd be a good time to do like a little holiday gift guide. We wanted to do is...
Tis the season.
Tis the season to buy video games, because there's so many good ones out there right now.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to make it like... A person just walked in and bought a system, and they said, okay, top five games. What do you guys think?
Yeah. Gotcha. Okay.
And not even of the season, guys. We're going back. Like, yeah. You're just buying a system for, like, brand new, and you got basically from any title under the library. Just best five.
Cool. Jeff, you want to start?
Sure. What should I start with here? I'll go with PS3 first.
Yeah, let's do a system at a time.
So PS3. If you're going into a store to pick that up, five games definitely I think is considered must own. No particular order either guys. So Heavenly Sword, I think, and if you have a PS3, you have to have this game. The reviews right there are mixed, but the game is awesome. If you like action games, if you like Devil May Cry, if you like Ninja Gaiden Sigma, Ninja Gaiden, if you like God of War, pick this game up. It's got some of the best. What's the word I'm looking for, guys? Come on, help me out.
Production value?
I'm blank. Sorry,
eye candy.
No. Yeah, similar, but presentation? No presentation? Whatever, anyway. It's
aesthetics are pleasing. Features.
Aesthetics? Fuck, man, I suck today. Oh, yeah. It's, it's great.
I think we just found the title of our episode. Episode 3, Jeff sucks today.
Yeah. I'm fine with that because it's true. Another game, I have not played the retail version, but just from the demo alone, I can tell that Uncharted is right up there.
Mm-hmm.
If I were to pick a number one, that probably would be the number one, just because it's the most impressive game I have played on the system, and that was just coming from the demo. And you guys have, well, Chris, you backed it up, saying that
it's definitely
a great game. MotorStorm, one of the first games released. I wouldn't have put it on this list now if they didn't have all the downloadable content for it, because it was kind of released as a kind of incomplete game. A lot of modes were missing and not too much to offer, but now that you can actually get a bunch of downloads for it, it's great. Awesome game. One of the best racing games released, actually, ever, if you like arcade racing. Warhawk. I love Warhawk. I'm a big shooter fan and online shooter fan. And this game, again, blew me away for PS3. And a lot of fun. If you can get a bunch of your friends in one room, and if you manage to play on the same team, if you join a dedicated server, you can literally play this game for hours and not get bored. A lot of stuff to do. And, hey, there's an expansion pack coming out next month. So, yeah, pick that up. Cool. You can download it, or you can pick it up at retail. And the fifth one, this is a tough choice. I basically came down to Ratchet and Clank or Ninja Gaiden Sigma. And I'm going to have to go with Ratchet and Clank just because it's that game that shows off the system like no other. You put this game in, you show your friends, you show your family, and it'll blow their mind just by visuals alone. It's a lot of fun. I think anyone can pick it up. Anyone can pick up and play it. It can be for anyone. It's not just for kids, even though a lot of people might get that impression from the commercials or from other, you know, it's kind of cartoony looking, but it's very good cartoony looking. It's closest we've ever seen to Pixar graphics. So those would be my top five: Heavenly Sword, Uncharted, Warhawk, MotorStorm, and Ratchet and Clank.
Cool.
What about you?
I'll chime in real quick just because my top five are the exact same ones that you had.
Oh, really?
So,
all right.
Just say that, and then we can move on. I will say that Uncharted, guys, believe it or not, only because I haven't played Mass Effect yet, Uncharted is currently my game of the year.
Yeah.
So, there you go.
That's a whole
other
podcast. Mine's pretty much the same.
That is.
I suck because mine's going to be pretty generic. I'm just picking AAA titles for the most part because I don't really have a ton on the PS3. The only thing I'd like to add is, either Guitar Hero 3 or Rock Band. And I say, one or the other because if you've got a lot of friends over, Rock Band is definitely your choice. If if you're afraid of people and don't like to go outside, Guitar Hero 3 might be a better choice for you.
Or a germaphobe, you don't want people touching your shit.
Right. So, yeah. I had Heavenly Sword. I had Ratchet and Clank. I really want that one. I put on Assassin's Creed, even though it's a multi-platform, just because I think there's a lot of great titles on the 360 as well. I just put it on my PS3 list. And then, even though I haven't played too much and I'm not the biggest fan of it, I put on Uncharted just because it's getting such glowing reviews. People love it. So something's got to be right about it. I don't know.
And at a very close sixth, I will put Ninja Gaiden Sigma in there. It is an awesome game.
That was my sixth as well. I was having trouble. You said you had trouble with Ratchet and Clank or that. I had trouble with Warhawk or that.
Oh, okay.
And the only reason that is true is because Warhawk's online only. So that was the only issue. That's the only reason I was going back and forth about those two.
That is true, yeah. Keep that in mind, that Warhawk is online only. So if you don't have online, just scratch it from the list and pick up Ninja Gaiden.
Gotcha. There you go. 360, Jeff.
You want me to start this one too?
Yeah, why not? Right. We're going up here. This is good.
Okay. 360, you're walking in there, you're like, 360's been out for 2 years now. And first one, I got to go with their actually first big hit, Gears of War. I still think it's one of the best games on the system and one of the best third-person shooters ever made, especially the multiplayer. A lot of people say multiplayer is kind of shallow or whatnot, but it's still one of the more played games on Xbox Live, and it's actually really, really deep. And if you like kind of more strategic, intimate combat, because it's only 4-on-4, it's perfect. It's awesome. And actually, the other day, my roommate actually just bought a 360, and he came in, he didn't buy any games because he figures I buy them all, so he'll just roll that when I'm done with them.
Cheap son of a
cheap
bitch.
Bastard. Yeah, exactly. So he comes in, he's like, yeah, can I borrow that Something of War game? I'm like, Gears of War? He's like, yeah. So I lent it to him, and I walked by his room, I saw him playing it, and that game is still gorgeous. I still think it's one of the, in the top three best looking games ever for consoles. It's just awesome. Great game. Mass Effect. Everyone who has a 360 needs this game. Even if you don't like role-playing games, you still have to at least try it out. And I think buy it. I think anyone can get sucked into it with the storyline alone and just how well everything's put together. And again, that's right up there on my Game of the Year list as well. It's definitely in the running. Orange Box. That comes with Half-Life 2, Half-Life 2 Episode 1 and 2, Portal and Team Fortress. And some of those games, well, minus Portal and T-Fortress are kind of older, but the value for what you're getting is unrivaled. $60 gets you all those games, and every one of them is worth playing, and you'll be playing them for a while. I mean, I bought the game on day one. I'm still not all the way through all of them. And yeah, and that is also coming out on PS3, too, just keep that in mind. It's the only actually, that was going to be a lie. I was going to say it's the only multi-platform game I picked, but that's totally lying. Because my next game, Call of Duty 4. and Call of Duty 4, again, you like first-person shooters, you like pretty graphics, you like great sound, this is the game for you. Multiplayer is outstanding. Don't let what I said scare you before, what I said, if you're getting into it late, you're going to have a hard time. You might have a hard time getting, you might get your ass kicked here and there, but it's still a lot of fun, and you'll eventually get into it, especially if you put in consecutive nights into the game. And my fifth spot was actually very hard. A lot of people out there are probably like, oh, it's Halo 3. It's definitely Halo 3. And I actually didn't pick Halo 3, only because anyone out there buying a 360 this year is getting Halo 3 no matter what. Come on, let's be realistic here. Like, people, it's that game. People are going to buy that game. Yeah, and by now, you either know if you love Halo, you hate Halo. I'm not even going to bother. What I'm actually putting on this is actually NHL 08.
Wow.
And yeah,
from
and
the
it's,
Canadian.
I'm not even.
Oh my god!
It's the, I knew I was gonna get stuck for this. Like, I'm gonna put that on there. And be like, oh, it's from Canadian. He's gonna, so biased. Why didn't he put the football? Why isn't the Madden on there?
The Madden.
The only reason I say, I'm not even saying this just because of, it's a fucking amazing game. I think it's actually the best sports game ever made. They just nailed it this year. It's so much fun to play. And they added in the shot stick actually last year, but this year they perfected it and they tightened up the gameplay and the skating. And it just, it's like that feeling, I don't know if you guys played hockey games, but NHL 94 back on Sega Genesis Super Nintendo, where it was kind of like it innovated the genre, the game. It just like everyone and their grandmother bought it and it was just so good. That is what NHL 08 is this year. It's, if you like sports games, you like, you know, playing your buddy and having like competition, and it's awesome. It's the best hockey game ever made, and that's why I had to put it on there. It came down to like, there's a couple other games in the running, and also people might give me flack for not putting Bioshock on there, but hey, that's a different story.
I got you covered, don't worry.
Well, I want to hear what you guys have on there too, so maybe you guys have
games they throw on there. Well, I started out right out of the gate, Orange Box, no doubt.
Yeah.
There's no better value for your buck in gaming out there right now than Orange Box. And as I said in a previous episode, Portal is worth the price of admission. It is so much fun. Mass Effect, of course. I'm blindly going to buy it, and I will happily blindly buy it without any demo or anything. I just need to get the money to buy it. So that's all. As Jason said on PS3, I'm going to say it on 360, Assassin's Creed. Okay. I've seen reviews go back and forth about which one's better, but in reality, who cares? I mean, they both look fantastic.
Yep.
And I do plan on playing the game. I just need to get a hold of it. Mm-hmm. BioShock.
Ooh, you have that on there, huh?
Well, yeah, I do. And this is coming from a guy who doesn't play first-person shooters. I mean, BioShock was very innovative to me. I liked the idea of the power, the elemental psionic powers that you got and stuff like that. It kind of reminded me of the last first person shooter I really enjoyed, which was Disruptor, actually.
Oh, okay, Insomniac.
Disruptor was Insomniac's first game. It was they used all the psionic powers and all that stuff, so that was kind of cool. And this may or may not surprise you guys, but it has to be on here for me. It has to. Crackdown.
Cool. Yes.
There is no game. Up to Uncharted. I'm going to say that. Up to Uncharted. I can't remember the last time I had so much fun playing a game as I did with Crackdown.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
It was a great game. I'm not going to lie. I bought that game. I was kind of on the fence, but when they said they were going to have the Halo 3 beta in it, I kind of pushed me over, and I had a lot of fun with it. Very surprising.
Yep, didn't touch the beta. Just played Crackdown.
Yep, just played Crackdown. Yeah, I can't disagree. I wouldn't put it in my top 5, but it's definitely in the top 10 for sure, 100%. Yep.
Cool. I don't have too much to add. I also put in Orange Box, of course. Halo 3 sounds like a cop-out. I did the Rock Band Guitar Hero 3. BioShock, I had to include just because that game really set the bar for a lot of, I think, aesthetics. There's great sound design, great textures. The game looks gorgeous. It really immerses you. It's a really cool experience. Whether or not it's the deepest experience is beside the point. They draw you in, though. My sleeper, as it were, is Virtua Fighter 5 Online. Just because it seems like it's a really... Yes, I've played it online since. Thank you very much. and it's actually pretty tight. I do recommend getting a joystick for it, though. Controller doesn't work out so well. But what I keep coming back to with this game...
You don't like the 360's D-pad? What are you talking about?
Shut up. if you guys listened to last week's podcast at all, I'm kind of a whore for customization of your character. And this game is fully featured. It's great. You go through a quest mode, and you actually get to go around famous arcades in Japan. And it's got like a quarter mode where you put your quarter up, and then you actually, you know, work on your win streak, and then you win prizes and cash and buy new stuff for your character. So you've got your same move set, and you're still using Sarah or Jackie, but they look completely different. So it's neat. It keeps me coming back. I've gotten a lot of hours in it so far, so it's been a good value. That's why it's on my list.
Cool. All right. Very cool.
Got a pretty varied list here.
Yeah.
Good.
Your BioShocks trump my NHL 08, so I will just scratch that from the list. I like BioShock, don't get me wrong. I thought it was a great game, but something about halfway through, I just lost interest. And I'm not sure if that's because Halo 3 came out and I just never went back to it. I'm still holding on to it till those summer months where nothing gets released.
Yeah, really.
But to me, I honestly did not see the innovation everyone else saw in it. I thought it looked really pretty and stuff, and it was kind of cool to put all your powers together.
Yeah.
But some things, it's like, especially the save feature and how you can just keep respawning, and I don't know, it was kind of – it's a good game. But yeah,
it depends on how much you want to overlook. You know, I scored big points for the experience, I guess, overall. But there were lots of nitpicky things that I could just tear it apart with. But
yeah, it's true. It's true.
Anyway.
Yeah. Oh, production values. Bam! There it is.
There we go. Damn it.
That's it for about 20 minutes ago when I was talking about Heavenly Sword. Or not 20 minutes ago, like 5 minutes ago.
And it's funny
great
because
production values.
It's funny because I said that and you must not have heard me.
Oh, no, I did not hear that at all. I was too busy concentrating on my retardation. And I should contain it somehow.
All right,
Wii.
Who wants to start? I can start if you guys want.
Yeah, go for it.
Shake it up a little bit.
Well, the first obvious choice is Super Mario Galaxy, because it's absolutely incredible. And even with all my frustrations that I explained last week, it's still a must-own for anyone who hasn't Wii. Metroid Prime 3, even though I have not gotten my hands on it, I do plan on it. I love the Metroid Prime series. I consider it much less of a first-person shooter and much more of an adventure game. So that's why I've always been interested in those. Zelda, even though it's a launch game, it's still a great story and it's just great fun. I think anyone who has a Wii should have that one as well, so go out and get it. Resident Evil 4, especially if you didn't play it on the GameCube or on PS2, it is, they've actually improved the visuals to as far as they could, I guess, on the Wii. I mean, it's not much different, but the best you can get out of two GameCubes taped together. I just love the idea of being able to point and shoot, and it makes things a lot easier.
I'm sure.
I had a lot of trouble with the fourth one because I couldn't think of anything else that's really a must-have, but I just keep hearing lots and lots of great things about Zach and Wiki, so I got to put that on there. I mean, I haven't played it yet.
Jeff, you've played it, right?
I actually, like, very, very briefly, but it looked really, really cool. A lot of my friends have played it and basically say it's a lot of fun, and it looks really – it's by Treasure, and Treasure makes they've made some really great games back in the day. And,
oh, yeah.
It's something that I think it would appeal to Wii fans. Mm-hmm. I think it's kind of like got that art style that kind of draws me in. I don't know how well it's going to do this holiday season because, again, it's like a new IP and people aren't too familiar with it or even know it exists, actually. So who knows? But another fourth one, because you pretty much named everything on my list. I got Resident Evil 4. I got Zelda, Mario Galaxy. I'm going to throw WarioWare in there.
Oh, nice.
Good choice.
Because that's just one of those games you throw in there with your buddies, and like, you can have anyone, even your grandmother can play the game. It's just a bunch of mini games to, you know, hold the Wiimote in some kind of weird way and do something ridiculous. And next thing you know, you're on YouTube looking like an idiot.
Are you speaking from experience, Jeff? Do I need to go start searching?
Maybe. Well, yeah, I would put that one on there. But other than that, your list is pretty much bang on.
Chris, did you have a fifth one? I'm sorry.
I said five.
Oh, okay.
Mario Galaxy, Metroid Prime, Zelda, Resident Evil, and Zack and Wiki.
There we go. Okay. Mm-hmm. I lost count. Mine's a little different. I've got, you know, Super Mario Galaxy, of course. I also put on Metroid Prime 3. Three others that I put on. I put in Link's Crossbow Training because we've been having a lot of fun with that at home here. And it was only $20. And it's got a high level of polish for something that's just essentially a mini game. But yeah, we're
on the Wii.
Yeah, I know, crazy.
The Wii doesn't have mini games. It's all about hardcore, man.
That's right.
I threw on Lego Star Wars: The Complete Saga.
All right, fair enough.
So much fun with the Lego series, the Star Wars in particular, and I think that would be really good on the Wii. But moving along, I put on a new one. I haven't actually got my hands on it yet because it's not really out yet. I don't think. Or maybe it is. Geometry Wars.
It is. It just
Galaxies.
Came out. That's cool.
What the hell?
So basically all of our top five are pretty much all different except for PS3. So yeah, good luck to all you guys out there and pretty much make your own damn decision. That's what it comes down to.
Um, All right. Well, what about systems, guys? What do you think about the what systems each like a person should buy if you're going in developed?
That's tough. Wow.
And now I'm gonna make it tougher.
Okay.
SKUs too. Which SKU should you get?
Oh, for Christ's sake! I don't know the SKUs. Okay. Man. All right.
I'll
start us off.
Go for it, Jay.
I don't know. It depends on so many different factors. If you have the money, and if you're really into movies, and if you're really into the high def experience. Absolutely, without a doubt, go with a PlayStation 3. You got your Blu-ray. There's lots of just gorgeous titles. I would go with the 60 gig. My primary reason for that was because of the backward compatibility, so now I can pack away my PS2, and I've got more room. But
if you can find it, though.
If you can find it. They've got the 40 and 80 now. There's different deals all over the place, but I'm having a hard time filling up the hard drive. On my 60 gig, so 40 might be able to get you by. Unfortunately, you lose a couple different things. You lose like USB ports and whatnot. But
they all have the Wi-Fi now, right?
Yeah, they all have Wi-Fi.
As far as the Wii is concerned, I hate to go back to the old cliche, like it's a kiddie system. I mean, it's not really. It's a very versatile system. It's a family
system. It's
marketed
for it, though. Yeah.
Because you're gonna get hardcore games, Metroid Prime 3 or whatever.
Once a year.
A game like it's true. It's true, but it's also the cheapest kid on the block, and it may be a little hard to get a hold of. But Xbox 360, I think, is my main pick, though. I love the live service. I love the downloadable games. I love all the demos that they put out. I think it's the best value by far if you're just, if you don't have just bucks to throw around, I would go with a 360. There's a huge library available. Why the hell not?
True.
So it's hard to pick just one, but I suppose I'm leaning towards the 360.
Yeah, it is tough.
It's a slight lean.
I have to, in terms of the SKUs, for PS3, definitely, if you can find one with backwards compatibility, there I go again. Oh, I can need a nap. pick up that one if you can. I wouldn't even bother with the 20 gig. It's no backwards compatibility. You're missing some USB ports.
You mean the 40 gig?
Yeah.
Is that it? It's a 40 gig. Fuck.
Fire.
Yeah, the 40 gig. Don't even bother with it. I think just go ahead. Yeah, I think it's $100 more for the 80.
Yeah, and then you get backwards compatibility. Plus, you get MotorStorm. So
yeah, it's
MotorStorm
worth it
was on all of our
MotorStorm's on of our list.
Our list. So
exactly. So you go for that. If you can get like I can't. I don't like the only reason that I recommend the Wii to people who don't take gaming too seriously. If you're looking to buy one console and you are a gamer. I can't recommend the Wii to you. I just can't. It's just not going to satisfy you. You're going to get your great Nintendo games that come out every once in a blue moon. We might have a segment coming up soon, possibly, about games, featured games next year, like what we have to look forward to. And I was thinking about that, and I can't think of one Wii game coming out next year at all, except for Super Mario's Brawl, Smash Bros. Brawl.
And that's going to be
Other
huge.
Than that, yeah, I can't see anything unless like Wii Fitness is your kind of thing. But I mean... We go to a fucking gym.
They still haven't released a Mario Kart yet either. So keep that in mind.
Yeah, that is true. That is true. You're still looking at the same games you were getting on the other Nintendo platforms that you got once every 4 years.
Yeah, exactly.
So I can't recommend that. If you have kids, if you want it as actually a family thing, go for it. But if you actually take gaming seriously, I can't recommend it at this point in time. My main pick, is going to be Xbox 360. Go with the premium pack. The Elite is basically a ripoff now that every single 360 comes with an HDMI port.
Yeah.
So basically with the Elite, all you're getting is a 120 gig hard drive with, unless you're going to use a lot of the downloads they have for like movies and television shows.
I do, and I'm almost kicking myself in the butt for not going with the Elite. But
really? So yeah, if you're going to do that, grab the Elite because it's better than paying $200 for the actual standalone hard drive, which is a complete ripoff. So
that's an entirely different rat hole to go down.
and the reason I picked the 360 over PS3 is basically because, the games library, and if you take a look, when we did our whole top five, we all had basically the exact same games. There's no variety, whereas you look at 360, yes, it's been out for a year longer, but if you're picking up a console, and you want like a good variety of games that are great games, you'd have to go with 360 just basically. The price is kind of in between the two. Good variety of AAA titles everywhere. Next year does look up. And next year looks very up for Sony. Like, for sure, they got Metal Gear Solid coming out next year, and hopefully Final Fantasy, Killzone 2 and stuff. But right now, especially with even with third parties, they're getting better at porting things over to the PS3, but they're still not quite there yet. You're still going to have the little differences. So if you're more of a casual to hardcore gamer that already doesn't own a PS3 and don't have, you just want to buy the one console, I can't, again, recommend it this year, just because for the next year coming, sure, it's going to have a lot of good stuff, but for right now, if you're to say, hey, you know what, if we were to stop the library right now at this point in time, it's kind of a no-brainer. That's based on my reasoning. And Xbox Live, it's sure you pay for it, it's $50 a month or whatnot, but you do get quite a lot for that money. And it does suck you have to pay to play online, but hey.
Yeah.
It's Microsoft. Expect to get ripped off.
Yeah,
I don't think it's a ripoff though. I mean, the live service just blows the shit out of PSN.
Yeah, it's no contest.
Yeah,
yeah. So that's what basically my pick overall would be 360 for picking up one of the three, and PS3 was closely behind that. If you love the HD movies and stuff like that, PS3 you might pick that over just because of the Blu-ray itself, but.
In terms of pure gaming, it's an amazing deal. If you're into that.
Oh, it is. It's great. And it's a great Blu-ray player, too. It's really high quality. Mm-hmm. I was kind of afraid at first, but anyway, it looks really good. Sexy.
Yeah, actually, I was surprised to see that, like, you know, CNET rates all kinds of electronics and stuff like that. CNET actually has the PS3 rated higher than any other high-def movie player, period. Yeah.
Good deal.
Blu-ray or HD DVD. It's the highest rated HD movie player. I thought that was interesting. All right, well, PS3, I say if you are, as I'm pretty much what Jason said, if you are into the technology, if you really want to have the HD movies and you want some really high-quality, high-production-value games, I mean, PS3 is definitely for you. I would suggest getting the 80 gig over the 40 gig, especially if you have a PS2. If you don't have a PS2, then it's probably not as big of a deal. I mean, you know, if you're not going to play PS2 games on it, what are you really losing? You're losing 40 gigs of hard drive space. No big deal. You can go out and buy any SATA laptop hard drive and drop it in the PS3.
I don't think most consumers are going to be able to do that, though.
Well, that's true, yeah. But they do have instructions on how to do it.
Yeah.
Inside the box. So
that is pretty cool.
The other thing that you're losing is a couple of USB ports, but that's no big deal either because just about any USB hub will work on the system. So, you know, if you're not going to play,
if you want an octopus PS2 underneath games, your TV,
exactly. If you're not going to play PS2 games, and you don't want MotorStorm, then you know maybe the 40 gigs for you. But I suggest the 80 gig over it, but over that I suggest the 60 gig if you can find one. Good luck. The Wii, I'm in the same boat as Jason and Jeff. If you have a family and you want to play games as a family, I think that's the way to go. Price point's the right place, and you know, it's a lot of fun in a group of people, especially if you get something like WarioWare, Mario Party, those kind of games.
Yeah.
They're a lot of fun with a group of people, but I can't suggest it for the hardcore gamer. I mean, this should be, if you are a hardcore gamer, the Wii should be the last of the three that you buy.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just the way I feel about it. I love it. It was actually the first of the three that I bought, which is unusual. But I jumped into the hype, you know. I was like, oh man, look at I love the control scheme and everything, and I do, I really do. But there's just not enough good hardcore games on the system. It's just they're not there.
And the ratio of good to bad games is too much shit winning.
Oh, good God!
Too much crap.
That's very true. 360. If you want games, and if you want a game system to just play games, and that's all you're interested in doing with your system, then get a 360. And I would definitely say get a premium.
Yeah.
I think the Elite's a ripoff. Especially, for God's sake, don't buy the fucking Halo edition of this game. This system. It is the biggest ripoff.
That is actually the biggest ripoff.
Oh my God! It's like you pay $400 for a system that comes with a play and charge kit that you can buy.
Yeah. Which, by the way, the play and charge kit. Are we gonna do the accessories too, guys? Or.
We can run through a few.
I got a few that I just want to mention that we'll do it. I'll wait till you're done. But basically, play and charge kits kit sucks in the first place. I'll go into that when I go into my accessories thing, but yeah.
I agree with you, but cool. We'll get to that. But yeah, in reality, the premium is what, $350 now? And then, you know, you get a play and charge kit, it's $20. So that's, it's $370. You're paying $400 for that amount with the Halo. So you're paying an extra $30 because it's green?
Fuck, and you don't even get Halo. And it's a pure
green. And you don't even get Halo.
Who does that? Let's have a Halo 3 pack and not give people Halo 3.
Microsoft.
Well, yeah, apparently.
That's an obvious answer. Come on. I also can't really suggest the arcade system because they dropped it like $20 and they still didn't include a hard drive. I definitely would go with the premium. If you really think you're going to use the hard drive space, then go with the Elite. So, but the premium would be my top choice. Elite would be second. Arcade would be third, and I would say that you should just look at people funny if they pick up the Halo one. It's what the hell are you doing,
man? Funny, then elbow drop them.
And I'm going to be the different guy here. I'm going to be the one that says it. I would actually go with the PS3 because of the amount of technology that they put behind it and how flexible the machine is and how you can use just about any accessory with it, external hard drives, internal SATA drives, USB keys, all kinds of stuff. I just think that how flexible they made the machine itself is it's something to be said of what Sony was thinking. I don't think they were thinking straight when they thought of $600 price tag, but the price that they're at right now is pretty good, and I think that the chances of another price drop in the next 6 months is slim. So, but I would that combined with some of the games that have come out recently, like the ones that we mentioned, and the fact that it plays Blu-ray movies, and Blu-ray is definitely in the lead right now over HD DVD. Yeah. I would suggest PS3.
That's a rabbit hole. I'm sorry.
It depends because a lot of people don't like to count PS3s as Blu-ray players. So depending on where you're looking at your numbers, it's closer than it may seem. But you have to count the PS3s. I don't know, with PS3s out there and sold, I think it's pretty far in the lead, is it not? I know it definitely is in terms of software, movie sales.
Yeah, movie sales is what I'm referring to. And that's really what production companies look for. So, but that's a topic for another podcast.
Mm-hmm. Sorry.
I'm curious to see what those numbers will be after the holiday season, because we've got $100 HD DVD players right now, and they're being promoted at Walmart, and they're going to be all over the place, and distributors look at that as well. So,
and the 360 they dropped their HD player too, didn't they?
Mm-hmm.
Recently,
it's still $179 as far as I understand.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Somebody had a deal not so long ago. You pick up the HD DVD player, you get the Heroes, a Season 1 HD DVD set. You still get the 5 free movies. It basically paid for itself, but I don't know.
Well, I still can't recommend the 360 one, basically because the 360 sounds like a fucking jet engine when you're playing games. So that plus the additional noise of, I've never seen the HD drive in action, but I've heard it's actually kind of a little bit noisy as well. So that
I wouldn't doubt
plus your 360, it just, unless you have your sound blaring, I can't really recommend it. But so I don't know.
It's an option for people. I wouldn't go with it, but anyway.
Me neither. All right. Do you want to run down a couple accessories real quick?
I was going to say a couple of ones that are really good. Stay away from the play and charge kit. If you're going to pick up something to charge your battery, get the quick charge kit. I think they go for $49.99. I could be wrong.
They're $29.99.
Oh, $29.99. Okay, because they come with a battery, and this charges your battery in literally about 25 minutes. It might even be shorter. It's really quick how fast it charges it. And with the play and charge kit, which I used to have, I found when I used it, it killed the life of my battery.
It does. I agree with you 100%. I noticed it too.
I was just I remember after using it for about a month, I would, charge it up while playing. It would be charged, take it out. And within a couple hours, I was like, why do I have to charge it again? Yeah. And then, stay away from it. That's they threw in the Halo pack probably because they're like, what the fuck are we going to do with all these? No one's buying it. Let's just throw it in with the system. Who cares?
Oh, but they made it green.
Oh, fuck. Well, yeah.
Oh, they did?
Worth it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Another accessory that's actually pretty cool if you're getting a 360 is actually the chat pad, the play and talk pad.
That looks I've heard about that.
It's kind of corny. Because you have the MS Ed now on Xbox Live, and even if just you're playing a game and someone sends you a message and you don't have your your headset plugged in, you're playing like Mass Effect or, you know, Assassin's Creed, and someone sends you a text message, you're like, oh, okay, well, I don't want to type with using the A button in the D-pad because it takes forever. And this is actually really good. It's really comfortable. It adds a little bit of weight to the controller, but not in like an awkward way. It's really cool. I think everyone should grab both those two if you're going to be sending a lot of messages. And for batteries, that's the quick charge kit. Perfect. Definitely need to pick those up.
I'm going to chime in on 360 accessories as well. But I'm going to chime in with one to stay away from. do not... Please, God, do not buy that wireless adapter. It is so overpriced.
I have it. It is overpriced, but...
You can go out and all you need, wireless Ethernet bridge. There's a ton of companies that sell them. You can get them for like $50, and they work for everything, not just your 360.
Right.
So I have one at my house. I use it for both my PS2 and my 360, and I can switch. I have them both plugged into a switch that I can just turn from one to the other.
Yep.
So...
I did not know that. I must have missed that email.
360 accessories. I already plugged it once before. The fighter stick by Hori.
Yeah.
I think it's great. Great for 3D fighters. Absolutely sucks for 2D, like Street Fighter action. We're doing, you know, quarter circle forward motions, fireball motions, 360s, and it sucks for that. But I'm eventually just gonna gut it and make my own. I think. Because you can't find a joystick, really. On the
I want to see pics of that.
I make joysticks on the side for fun.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he does. He gave me one as a Christmas gift once.
Oh, that's cool.
One year. It's got Darth Vader on it. It's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Let's see.
I was going to say, for PS3, the only thing I can recommend, there's not really too many peripherals out there, accessories. If you are looking to get a headset... I don't know if you guys will probably disagree with me. I'm just going to say stay away from Bluetooth headsets just because the experience I've had with them, they seem to cut out a lot. They kind of just stop working for no reason whatsoever. They're totally disconnect. They're a bitch and a half to get synced up at first. And then I just buy USB headset, like a decent one. You don't have to worry about connection drops and or anything like that. That's the only thing I can really can stress. Like, I mean, you guys, I'm not sure if you guys prefer them or not, but I just had bad experiences with the Bluetooth headsets.
Yeah.
So I have to recommend go USB if you're playing a lot of online games.
See, I would disagree. I've had no problem with Bluetooth.
Maybe it's just the headset I bought, for all I know. But
The one that I would suggest for PS3, even though I dissed one of the games for it, the PSI is a really, really good camera, and you know, go out and buy Eye of Judgment. It comes with it. I mean, you basically end up spending like $30 on the game, and it's well worth it for that. And then, you know, you have your free you have the free iCreate software that's up on PSN right now, and that's kind of cool.
It is cool.
And it's a pretty cool camera, and it's got a mic built into it, so you know, you could always use that mic for chat too.
Mm-hmm.
That's true,
and it picks up really well too.
It's got noise filters on it, too.
I created a little video for our buddy John, and I was so upset that he chose his girlfriend to be the drummer in Rock Band over me. So I made him a little video. I never sent it, though, but no, his little video of me playing Run to the Hill.
He's gonna listen to this, and now he's going to want to see it. You know that, right?
I already deleted it. I stopped recording it because I'm like, oh, shit, Lisa's going to be home soon. I don't want her to come in and see me doing this. Done. But it's cool.
Wait, was it a video of you drumming?
Yeah, and I had my...
Just send the one that's up on our website. Just be like, yeah, it's me.
It's already gone. That ship has sailed. Oh, the other accessory I wanted to plug for the PS3, and it sounds stupid, but a remote. I found that after I put my PS3 under the TV, I don't need my DVD player anymore. That's my media player. You know, I throw all my discs in there, and it completely took over everything. And they've got great Bluetooth remotes out there for it that you can pick up for like, you know, $20-$25, brand new. Yeah. So.
Yeah, the PS3 is a great, actually, DVD player, too, for those who don't have a HDTV, or if you do, or whatever, it upscales everything. It's actually great for...
Yeah, and I didn't know that at first, like, Chris, because I was actually looking, we were shopping for the plasma TV, right? And
Oh,
shit, I got to get, you know, a DVD player that upscales, and I told Chris about it, and he's like, dude, your PS3 does that. I'm like, no way. So... I'm like, hello.
It's like a light bulb turned on. It's pretty fun.
I was so excited.
Let's see. I'm going to throw out a couple for Wii. The Nyko charge station.
Yeah.
I have one of those, and it's been pretty good. The batteries are hit or miss, really. I mean, they're not the greatest. They're not like 360 or PS3 quality chargeable batteries, but it does its job. I would also suggest getting the classic controller because that thing is pretty cool.
Oh yes,
I love using it. And when Knights comes out, I'm probably going to play Knights with that. So,
see, I didn't even think about that as an accessory. I just figured everyone should buy that in the first place.
I agree. Everyone should buy it. The classic controller. I mean, it's only $20.
I didn't even think
on your
about
list.
It. Yeah.
And that's something I hear about Geometry Wars as well. Like the Wiimote controls just suck, and you'd want to get a classic controller for that with a dual analog.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I would definitely agree with that.
All right.
Well, I think that's any other accessories?
Not that I can think of, no.
Well, that's...
Oh, unless you want to get like a... If you count a warranty for your 360, an accessory. They get one of those for free for 3 years from Microsoft, so...
Only if it red rings.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, cool. Well, let's move on.
Okay.
What do we got next?
New releases.
New releases.
Yes, we can run down these really, really fast. There's nothing spectacular, so I'm just going to go through them real fast. There's not really that much to talk about. For the Wii, Dragon Ball Z, Budokai Tekkaichi 3, I can never pronounce that right, Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Okay.
Yes.
Godzilla.
Godzilla Unleashed.
I'm telling you, Godzilla's going to be cool.
Jenga.
What?
Why the fuck would you want to play that on a Wii?
I was waiting for something to come up.
Wait, find the damn game.
And, look at that. And the Golden Compass.
Ooh.
DS. On the DS. American Girl, Julie Finds a Way.
Finally.
That sounds interesting.
Alvin and the Chipmunks. Draglaid, Left Brain, Right Brain. Yu-Gi-Oh! World Championship 2008. Strawberry Shortcake, Four Seasons Cake.
Oh.
And... The Golden Compass.
And the Golden Compass. Oh,
there's a trend going on. 360.
Strawberry Shortcake.
No, not this time around.
Damn.
DDR Universe 2.
Yeah.
And the Golden
Compass. Golden Compass.
Okay, I got to say, what the fuck is the Golden Compass?
It's a movie that's coming out over here next month. And
the movie looks really cool. I'm excited for that.
Yeah, I'm actually...
we're in the States over here. Again.
Yeah, in the States. I don't know if it's coming out in Canada or not. You can tell me.
Do you
just asked me a question about the Golden Compass. I assume it's not.
Dude, I'm going to watch Lord of the Rings this Friday. I'm just excited for that.
Hey, welcome to like 6 years ago. all right, so PS3, we only have one title this week, and it's...
Golden Compass.
Woo!
PSP, Atari Classics Evolved, Beowulf, Warriors of the Lost Empire, and...
Wait.
Starry Shortcake.
PS2.
It was the Golden Compass, wasn't it?
Which was it Golden Compass?
It was the Compass, yes.
Okay.
Yes. PS2.
You win this round, Jeff.
Alvin and the Chipmunks, and... The Golden Compass.
Golden Compass! Who got it this time?
So, everything has the Golden Compass next week.
All right.
Just in case anybody cares.
What does that mean?
It means
piece of ass. I can't really say that. No one's played it yet, but...
And that's...
Piece of ass.
That's the new releases.
I'll go out on a limb and just say that maybe, perhaps, the game might suck on all of the systems. But we'll see.
Might be a little bit less than average.
Oh, man. Okay. Sure. Next.
Next. What is next, anyway?
User email.
User email.
Did we get some?
Yeah.
User email, or do they listen?
User email?
Listener email. Sorry. I work in an IT company. It's all about the user, so it's user
That's
email.
Right.
Listener email.
I'm trying to sort through them still, because people... threw in their questions of the week, which we love you for. Thank you. into their emails. So let's start off with this one from Paul Convery, otherwise known as Ravenblade86. He writes to say, "How goes it, guys? Firstly, I wanted to say you guys have done a fantastic job with the first two podcasts, so I hope you stick with the formula you're using and don't try to change things too much." All right. "You guys starting this podcast came at a really great time for me as well, actually, with Insomniac Games' Full Moon Show on a break until the start of next year, and IGN's podcast Beyond, which I listen to each week, is starting to go really downhill. So it's been really good to have a podcast to listen to, which actually has people on it who enjoy gaming and like to talk about that, not just bitch or talk total crap. So keep it up." We will. Thank you.
Great. Thanks.
All right.
I actually like have you guys listened to the podcast Beyond?
No,
I haven't.
But I can see where the guy's going because they kind of lean away. First of all, they do tend to bash Sony a lot on there. So if you're a big Sony fanboy, I can see why people get mad. But it's hilarious. They kind of get sidetracked a lot. But I think it's funny. I wouldn't listen to it just for PS3 stuff. But it's funny. Anyway, I'll shut up.
Shut the hell up, Jeff. All right, next email's from Rick Aid. How do you say his last name? Dute? Duty?
Like Duty. I don't know.
Like a
Duty.
Otherwise known as Eamon.
Like Golden Compass.
Oh my god, we're getting derailed. Eamon says, "All right, I must say that I really enjoyed the first podcast, or second, as the case may be. So I want to give you guys a thumbs up and pat on the back. Thanks, man. Like you guys, I don't take it as serious as others. Like one of you guys said, you guys are bullshitting and you want us to bullshit with you. And I did have fun listening to you guys. Also, Chris, I live in Minnesota and I own a PS3, which I paired with the PSP I bought from you."
That's sorry. Creepy. I said Florida last week. I apologize.
Some friend you
were. He was the guy that I thought was turning on my PS3.
Yep.
Anyway, that he's blocked from your friends list because you're like, "I don't want him activating my shit anymore."
He also added a little interesting fact. It's a little fact. For those who have played Assassin's Creed and Uncharted, Desmond Miles in Assassin's Creed, which is the guy that goes into the Animus machines, and Nathan Drake, mm-hmm. the main character from Uncharted, are the same voice actor. Nolan North. Really? Oh my god. Funny though, he did a better job in Uncharted than in Assassin's Creed. Then again, his parts in the latter are short. Cool.
He does a fantastic job in Uncharted.
Yeah,
it's I don't.
That was a good fact though. I did not know that.
Did it say in the email that he does the voice for the entire? Does he do the voice for Altair as well?
Let me email Eamon real quick. I don't know if he's on.
Yeah, but. Eamon, if you can just write in. I want if he does the same because the voice of Altair in Assassin's Creed is one of the worst voice acting I've ever heard in my life. It's different to be a bad voice actor and have shitty lines to work with, but when you have good lines to work with and you just deliver them as well as like Helen Keller on crack, it's just doesn't really. Yeah, it's pretty shit.
Eamon's probably just fucking with us too, and he's just lying, and we're just like, oh yeah, it's the same dude. Anyway, that's the only emails that I got. Chris, I think you got one though.
Actually, we got a really good comment on the site that I wanted to talk about from Jeff Posley. He's one of the guys that I know over at VGEVO.
Oh, he sends us emails too.
He sends us emails
about
too.
The PlayStation firmware.
He doesn't appreciate the fact that the PSP can turn on the PS3 quite as much as I do.
Holy shit! That man was pissed.
But he did send this to us, and I thought it was a good email, so I wanted to comment, so I wanted to read it on the show.
Okay.
Hey guys, just wanted to say another good show. Some great conversations and overall a good listen. As for Rock Band and that holy hell video, god damn, that was insane. I was contemplating that genre for the first time after the PS Nation review. PS Nation, he's talking about the PlayStation Nation podcast that's over there at VGEVO. And I would have to say I am completely intimidated. Props to that guy. Just wanted to ask a quick question. If you see on that video, the guy was about 2 feet away from his TV. I find myself moving that close for games on my standard def TV because I can't see a damn thing over the blurring and aliasing of the graphics when I'm more than 7 feet away. What kind of setup do you guys have? And if it's in standard def, do you notice yourself doing this too? Thanks for the show. And then I'm sorry, Jeff, I can't pronounce your your online name. It's Nabokov fan. I don't know. But there you go. So what kind of setup do you have? And if it's standard def, do you notice yourself doing this? Jason, you were standard def up to a couple of weeks ago. Did you have that problem?
No, actually. But once I made the jump, everything's so much prettier now. I don't think I could ever go back to it. I mean, I was just getting by, and that was my standard. I have really bad eyes, too, so I sometimes find myself a few feet away from my TV. I don't know. One thing, because I was so close to the TV before, though, I found myself sitting that close at first watching the HD and like, holy shit, that looks grainy. But I've since moved back to the couch, the comforts of, and I'm never going back, bitches. In response, yes, I think I did sit closer to the TV because it was SD.
I kind of find it kind of both. One, I'm getting older, so I can't see as well as I used to. So that's one reason I'm sitting closer. Another is I find that HD, it's a lot clearer, so they make a lot of the text a lot smaller as well.
Yeah.
So sure, it's clear, but it is a lot smaller. So I don't know if he's... Did he mention he was on HD? Or he's on standard def, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yeah.
I've been commenting
on standard def, yeah.
On standard def, yeah. So I can't really comment to in regards to that because I haven't really... I'm trying to remember, like, when I first got my 360, I was on standard def, but the games I was playing really didn't have too much text anyways, like Call of Duty 2 and Perfect Dark and stuff like that. But I've heard a lot of other people complain about the present-gen systems running on standard def. Kind of hard to read certain things.
Yeah. The only experience that I really had with this was when, before I got my new TV, when I was still running the 1080i only TV and everything on the fucking PS3 downscaled. There were some games that were 720p only that I would have to look real hard at to read, especially from... I have a relatively large living room, so, I mean, my couch is probably a good 12 to 15 feet away.
Yeah.
I would have to sit closer for some games that downscaled. Heavenly Sword demo is the first thing that comes to mind. There were some times that I would need to get closer to actually read that. So there you go. But Jeff, I thank you for the comment. And actually, we're going to use your comment to bring up next week's question of the week. What kind of setup do you guys have? So we'll get to that. We'll get to that in a minute. But I appreciate that very much.
Yes, thank you.
Indeed.
All right, so shall we go to the question of the week?
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Question of the week was, what dead or dying franchises would you like to see reemerged?
Great question, by the way.
I love this question.
That is cool.
And I love the fact we had about a week to think about it, because some of these games, I'm thinking, sometimes you're like, oh, yeah, that's right, that game, I remember that game. And
We're probably all going to do that.
Yeah.
But what emails did we get on these?
We got a few. We'll go back to Ravenblade. He had one. The question of the week from episode 2. Let's see. He would really like to see Colony Wars back.
Oh,
he said that
nice.
Could be sweet on the new systems, I reckon. Good choice. Let's see. He would also like to see a sequel to G-Police. Interesting.
Which was also very
cool. That was good, too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what else we got?
Colony Wars for sure. I mean, like, the closest we've had to that since Colony Wars is probably Project Silphid, which wasn't the greatest game on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah. I was hoping that game was going to be great just because of how much I liked Colony Wars. And I have Colony Wars 1 and 2 for PS1, and I never bought Colony Wars 3, though. So when Project Silphid came out and I played the demo and I was very unimpressed, I went out and I bought Colony Wars 3.
Oh, nice. I didn't even know there was a third, actually.
Yeah, Red Sun, I think. That's the name of it. But Ravenblade, great suggestions, and Colony Wars was actually one of mine, so I wanted to throw that in before we move on.
Let's see. Eamon had one, too. I like his. He wants Killer Instinct back, like the original one.
Oh, boo.
Arcade.
Sorry.
Really? Oh, I played the hell out of that in the arcade. And on the Super Nintendo on X-Band. Oh, man.
If we had a segment like games you don't want to see it come back. I think that'd be almost number one on my list.
I don't want to see it come back. It's run its course. I'm done with it. It's fine. Ricky, man, if you really need it, okay, the Xbox, if you're into the mod scene at all, they emulate the first and second game perfectly as far as the arcade is concerned.
And I think that's, to be honest,
that's as close as you're going to get.
And with Rare in the situation they're in, I wouldn't be surprised if we saw some kind of update on one of the Killer Instinct games on Xbox Live Arcade or some kind of remake or sequel or some shit. But everyone's got their own taste in games. I personally wouldn't put that up there just because, it's not my choice of fighter, that's for sure. But it does have its fan. It does have its place, so hey.
Ricky also had another one, and he got his wish, unfortunately. He wanted to see Cruisin' revived.
Oh. Yeah.
There you go, buddy. Ricky.
Does he work for Rare?
You would think.
We're on to you, Ricky.
There was a really horrible version of Cruisin' that just came out on the Wii. Yeah. Ricky, there you go.
Enjoy, buddy. Thanks for bringing that wish upon the world.
He does go back to say that he wanted the old school Cruisin' USA and Cruisin' World back. So
from the arcade. You know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Those were fun, actually.
Hey, well,
coming soon if he's lucky, on the Ultra 64. All right. Moving along, we have Alex, otherwise known as Crayman. Where's he from?
GLF.
Crayman, what's up, dude?
Yeah, he's my... fellow grip shift lover.
Uh-huh. Actually, it was funny. If it wasn't for Crayman, he was actually the first person to let me know about Clown's Boards at GLF Gamers Liberation Front forums, actually.
Yeah, me too.
He's got a really good suggestion, actually. Game series I want brought back is PsyOps. Loved that game. The game would totally rock this gen. What's better than shooting an exploding barrel to kill someone? Not much. Using six-axis tilt control to TK someone into an exploding barrel, sending them flying across the room on fire, setting another on fire. I'm with you, man. Mm-hmm. PsyOps also has a cool multiplayer mode where one player controlled the Psy powers alone. Hello, Super Mario Galaxies. There was also an arcade mode. Hello, Call of Duty 4. I love this game and still play it from time to time. Too bad it's not backwards compatible for you 360 players. Also, your show needs more grip shift.
I was like right when you said Crayman, I was like, he can't say grip shift because he's still playing it. I don't know if you call that dying, but he's got to fit that in there somewhere. Cool. Hey, it's coming out in 360.
That's right.
It's been announced for Xbox Live Arcade. So if you want to spend $300 on a new system to play a new version of grip shift, Crayman, then go for it.
Enjoy.
I can almost guarantee you'll have the top score on that for life.
We got one more, but he actually sent it to directly to my email address instead of email at Interactive Distractions. This is from Dwayne Weatherall, and he's one of our buddies over in the UK. He's a member of Pocket Otaku and also actually runs his own gaming board called Bit Parade.
Yeah.
And I believe the address is bitparade.co.uk. Yeah, .co.uk. And here's what he had to say. My response to your question of the week would have to be Daytona, USA. This would be mainly focused. Yeah, I loved that game in the arcade, man.
Great.
This would be mainly focused around online gameplay. I would imagine 40 individual players jostling for position on 3-7 Speedway, executing the power slide properly around the Sonic turn with real-time damage that wasn't only cosmetic but affected your performance. Add in fuel depletion and tire wear, and I think this idea would absolutely rock. And that was from Dwayne. And so basically he's saying he wants an arcade-y version of NASCAR, which is...
Yeah.
That would be fun.
Putting in all the stuff, though, is kind of taking out the arcadiness, though. If you put in, like, tire wear and damage physics and all that kind of stuff. What made Daytona fun was the fact that it was just, like, pedal to the metal and just go and power sliding to the turns and...
I think you could find a balance there. I mean,
you can find a happy balance, yeah. Sure. Definitely. It just also goes to show you, like, a game like that was released on Saturn years ago with rave reviews, and it was basically no game modes at all. And now it's like, what? You don't only have two game modes? Oh, die! Your game will not sell.
Yeah, I know. It's a shame.
Garbage. But yeah, great game. That's one I've totally forgot about, too, actually.
Jason, do we have any more emails for this, or no?
I think that's about it. Yeah.
All right, cool. Well, what do you guys think? What are your answers for this?
I'm just going to toss one out there for the hell of it. I'm going to get mine out of the way. Flashback.
Oh, nice. That's on my list. Awesome. High five.
Is it really?
Great idea. Yeah.
That's on my list.
That's my flashback top pick. I had so much fun with that game back in the day.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was innovative at the time. No, I don't want to say innovative. I do not want to say innovative.
No, it totally was.
I agree.
No, it had been done before. It's Prince of Persia. It's Heart of the...
24 frames a second.
Yeah. It was slick as hell. Yep.
Yeah,
great
it was.
Soundtrack as well.
Yeah, it
whenever
was great.
It would play, anyway.
Yeah. I remember that was like the first game that I was like kind of had like an AI that did more than shoot at you. Like you can pick up a rock and throw it and they'd go like, hey, where'd that rock come from? And walk over to it. And so good.
Cool. Yeah, I would love to see that one redone or just come back in a new form, I guess. Still keeping some of the same elements. Yeah, that's my pick.
Okay, side-scroller or would you put it in 3D?
Oh, it's tough.
That's
if they put it in 3D,
one.
It depends on the studio that handles it. I would hate for it to be a new, like some of the new Prince of Persia stuff. I would hate that.
Yeah.
I would love a 2D. I don't think it would do as well in a 2D. You know, we're just in a 3D world right now. So.
Yeah, I think a 2.5D would work.
A 2.5D.
You know, make it a 2D environment with 3D graphics. I think that would be kind of cool to see.
Mm-hmm.
Neat. It's right up there on my list. That's awesome.
Well, I only have one, so I'm going to throw it in because I know, Jeff, you said you had a couple. As I said, I actually had one that's already been said, and that's Colony Wars. I would absolutely love to see Colony Wars come back. Mm-hmm. The other one, though, is probably one that isn't on Jeff's list.
Okay.
And that's Omega Boost.
Oh, I've totally forgot about that game, man.
Yeah, I absolutely loved that game, and it got torn to pieces by reviewers, man.
Really?
Nobody liked it. They thought it was too repetitive and all this other crap, and I was like, whatever, man.
That was the shooter, right? The one where you're like the...
Yeah, it was the one made by Polyphony, the guys at Gran Turismo. It was their only venture that I know of, anyway, outside of Gran Turismo. And, I mean, I just flat-out loved that game. I actually... went as far as to buy the Japanese version because I couldn't wait the 6 months that it took to get over here.
Actually, you know what? I think of a totally different game.
Are you?
Yeah, I think I am. I can't remember what it's called, but yeah.
This is the one where it's a space shooter and you're in a mech.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, totally different game.
Okay.
Oh yeah, you're in a mech, but is it a side scroller though?
No, it's a 3D. Oh,
okay, never mind. As you were.
Well then, I guess it's your turn.
Well, I did have... I'll get a shot, though. I remember the game title. I just got it mixed up with a game I'm thinking of on Sega Genesis. I honestly can't remember what it's called. But you flew around in a mech. It was a side-scrolling shooter, but you're in like these little mech. I can't remember what it was called. If anyone knows out there, write it in. But I totally can't remember the name. But I had Flashback up there along with Out of This World, made
That's
by the
cool.
same people. Those are...
Yeah.
Both.
Whenever I think of Flashback, I think about Out of This World.
Mm-hmm. You have to. It's kind of like 1 and 2. Gunstar Heroes. It came out on GBA like not too long ago, a sequel, but I thought it didn't live up to the first one.
They kind of branched off? Was it Gunner's Heaven?
No, I don't know.
I thought they made
that. Was it made by the same guys?
I think so. It might have been on Japan only. I'm not sure.
Possibly. Because it didn't sell well here at all, I know that. Some newer ones that I'd like to see sequels to is Panzer Dragoon Saga, not the shooter series. I want another role-playing game. That would be awesome.
Totally agree with that.
Some kind of spin-off or sequel to Beyond Good and Evil. Anything. I don't care. That game was amazing. A few others, so there's Strider.
Strider, nice.
Yeah, Strider was amazing. Both the arcade version and the NES versions were both great for... different reasons. Shinobi, they tried to do it on PS2. I thought it was terrible. It didn't quite work. I want it in like 2D again. A game that a lot of you guys probably never played, it was on Sega Genesis, called Kid Chameleon.
I played that.
Yeah.
I really like that. I thought now if you put it in a 3D world where you get on these different masks and turns into different characters and you go into all these different worlds, I think it would actually be really, really cool, especially on something like the Wii. I think that would actually work out really well. Different kind of gameplay mechanics, depending on what kind of mask you were wearing at the time, transform into like Jason character.
Gave up too quick
shit.
On that one.
Speaking of that, Splatterhouse.
Oh, Splatterhouse! Yeah, good time.
Splatterhouse
was fun times. That was like the first. Yeah. It's ActRaiser. It's another one on my list.
Very cool.
a game, another one for Sega Genesis called, do you guys remember El Viento?
I don't know.
It's like a side school. You're kind of this girl. You have like a gun, like a whip kind of thing. It was kind of set in like mafia slash like kind of fantasy world. It was pretty cool. I just remember being really, really cool. There's no way in hell it's ever going to be brought back up again. I thought it was just kind of cool at the time. Hmm. I want Sierra Point and Click adventure games to come back for the DS. I don't see why they haven't done that yet. Like the King's Quest games, Space Quest, all those games. Why aren't they? Or Monkey Island. Even just re-releasing them on the DS.
Have you tried Touch Detective?
No, I
haven't. That one's not bad. Not bad, as far as point-and-click stuff is concerned. And I don't want to say it's point-and-click, but what is it? Hotel? What the hell is it? Hotel Dusk.
I did play that, yeah.
That one's pretty cool, too.
I keep hearing that's wonderful. I haven't played it yet.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot of reading and a lot of going back and forth kind of thing.
It's a heavy game. You got to be into the storyline bit of it, but
yeah. That's basically it. I had a couple of like Rastan on here and
cool.
A game that I know was total ass, but it was one of the first Sega Genesis games I ever played. Last Battle.
Oh, I totally had that game, man.
Oh, man.
Thinking back to it now, I know the game mechanics were total bullshit and total ass. Because I remember the game was just fucking impossible at times, but something about that
game.
Did you really?
I actually beat that game, yes.
And you guys are big into anime, right?
Yeah. Chris, I'm not, no.
Oh, really?
Chris
okay,
I
well,
am.
Is all right, I got that mixed up. Mm-hmm. Is that Last Battle, I'm not sure if you did play it, is
Fist
that based
North
on Fist
Star.
Of the North Star?
Yeah, I think it's got the is same it? Characters in it. I don't know.
Okay,
it's a
I wasn't
pretty,
too sure,
pretty fucking sure. loose comparison, but I don't know.
That's
I,
what
I,
I
yeah. yeah, it's got the same character names in it, so I don't know how it ties in with Fist of the North Star at all, but I don't know. Someone far geekier than I can probably explain it.
Yeah. I just remember watching Fist of the North Star like years after I played Last Battle, and I was like, these characters are in Last Battle.
But, hey, Jason.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for us to get an email from Gaz now about
that. Yeah, that's the first person I thought of. He's a big Fist of the North Star fan.
He's one of our buddies. He's huge into anime.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Hey.
Anime.
Write us, let us know. And I have one more that I just thought of, actually just on the spot. Thunder Force.
Cool.
I want to see Thunder Force come back for Xbox Live Arcade and PSN. Mm-hmm. Keep it side-scrolling.
I like Thunder Force a lot. I mean, I have Thunder Force 5, but I think that they ended it where they...
Kind of downed it? Really?
Yeah.
I don't think I played 5. I think I played 2 and 3, and I might have played 4. I can't remember.
If I was going to bring back a shmup, it would probably be... either Ikaruga,
yeah.
or the Ray series, Ray Christ, I like those a lot too.
Cool.
Very, very cool.
But yeah, so many games, but so many of them get brought back and they end up not sucking. They don't live up to the standards. And a lot of the games too that we think were awesome back then, you go back and play them now, and they just don't. They don't hold up. And some you just figure, how would they even do this again? It'd kind of be pointless.
And Chris is right. I mean, a lot of games kind of get left at a very good point. You don't want to see them brought into this gen just for the sake of nostalgia and, you know, paying an homage to the classics, I guess. You don't want to see them ruined.
Yeah, I think they do that too much.
Yeah.
Exactly.
The only other one that I had on my list basically got struck off it recently because it was Bionic Commando, and they started talking about that.
Yeah. I know.
That would have been one of mine too. That game better be good. If it's not, I'm gonna cry.
Guerrilla War. That reminds me of Guerrilla War. That game was cool. I don't know if you guys played that one.
No. Nope. We could talk for hours about this, I think.
Oh absolutely.
Yeah. It's true. And we're already like way behind. We're not behind.
It's okay.
All right. Well, this is the question of the week we got for next week.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of setup do you have? What kind of rig do you have for your systems? TV, surround sound system, what do you got? So send in your emails to email@interactivedistractions.com and let us know.
I know this is a podcast and everything, but if people could send pictures, that would be awesome, and they will go up on the site.
We'll put them up on the site if you send pictures in, and I think I'm going to put up a picture of mine.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you guys are planning.
I'll get one up there. Yeah, I'll have to borrow someone's digital camera, but I'll get one up there.
Cool.
Welcome to the digital age.
Yay!
Yeah. Yeah, we'll see how many people out there are actually gaming with HD and everything.
Mm-hmm.
See if they're pushing in the right direction.
Mm-hmm. Well, guys, I think we went in the wrong direction this week. We were trying to cut our time, and I think we went over more than we did last week. So.
Yeah, we're actually worried we're going to have too short of a show this week. And
yeah, so much for that.
That didn't happen.
No, not at all.
That's okay. We've got a lot of good stuff, I think.
Yeah. Well, if you guys are still sticking around and listening, thanks a lot for listening, and send your comments and feedback to email at interactivedistractions.com. Hate mail goes to Jeff at interactivedistractions.com.
Sorry,
that's
for anyone
Jeff,
I
like
G-off,
by the way.
G-off. G-off at interactivedistractions.com. Thanks for being with us, and we'll see you guys next week.
Thanks, guys. Have a good night.
All right, bye-bye.